Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Mind. Yeah. My name is Mark Kent and I am your host. Happy birthday, Ethan. It is his birthday today.
He is
11. Yeah. Absolutely. Today is Sunday, August 28th, 2016. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host again. And on Sunday morning, you know, for the umpteenth time, I've lost track of the years. But
oh, well. We keep going and going.
That's right. We're never ready, bunnies. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Lyndia. Lyndia?
Really?
Is it Linda or Lyndia? Everybody wants to know.
It is Linda, and you know that, but shall we come up with your nickname, or should we say that on the air?
Yeah, who does all the heavy lifting and keeps talking whether she's wanted to or not.
Oh.
I'm backing up.
Yeah. I don't like the sound of my own voice like other people. I'm just saying, you want to go there? Let's rock.
All right. Yeah. Cut her mic.
Got to get up pretty early.
Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy, is not here today. And we have
Jared.
Jared.
Come on, get with the program.
Come on, Jared. Say something.
Jared.
Just Jared. Just Jared. He doesn't want to know anybody knows the last name associated with this program.
He's running out of the building now.
I just work here, man.
And Red Smith, excuse me, hold on, who's been on the blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency for quite some time, with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability, post-employment becoming a rapid descendant of the unfunded pit of hell, thanks to a non-existent recovery that has been the mantra of a media corrupted by self-serving politicians.
Yeah, that about covers it.
Almost got it all.
I made one little error. I introduced you.
Ah, it's going to be one of those days, huh? I don't have to worry about cutting your mic. Yeah. Well,
do I need to step outside the studio? You guys see
we think you're pretty smart, dude.
We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room.
Karma's a bad and
yeah,
wicked
you can go
thing.
Go to the chat room. Go to the chat room and shut up. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in and, at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m. on Monday. 6 p.m. on Monday. 3276.
Really?
That's right. keep talking. But Shelley Lane, I don't know who's going on.
Gary Cadd. Yeah, he'll be there. Sally wanted us to get that out there because her computer still, I guess, is dead, and she's having issues there when computer lands. So we need to get it out there that Gary Cadd will be there, and he's going to be talking about the sales tax.
Oh, you mean the ripoff that's coming from the state of Reading in two different forms to pay for their unfunded liability?
Yeah, what's the big deal? Just put all the money in the main hopper. We don't have to tell you what we're going to use the money for.
No, it'll be fine. It will be used for public safety. It'll be used to replace the funds they're pulling out of the public safety budget to pay for the unfunded liability.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, the three-card Monty of Reading.
No, that could never happen.
They would never do that.
Of course, considering I counsel, I'd rather a three-card Monty than the full Monty.
That's ooey.
Get it out of there. Stop it. No.
And this is why I need a timeout in the corner.
Go to your corner. Go to your room.
It's a good thing Rally Sally's computer is down. Because she didn't hear that. And so...
She's listening. Guaranteed.
Oh,
she's listening.
She's probably on her phone.
Her computer might need mouth-to-sensor resuscitation.
Yeah.
Never mind. We want to talk about a bunch of things today. Normalcy bias, bias.
Normalcy bias. No. That sounds like some...
What does that sound like? It sounds like something. It's like something you catch.
Yeah.
Or something, some malady that you is inflicted upon your brain cells.
Well, that's why they require vaccinations. You don't want to catch normalcy.
No, you don't. I don't want to get normalcy. I might come out of it. And honesty. You know, when we think about honesty. I mean, I think this goes back all the way. You know, Bill Clinton, and even farther back to Richard Nixon. You know, I'm not a crook. And you know, we've accepted, dishonesty as the norm.
Well, who's the last honest president? For sure.
For sure?
I think an honest Abe, but then,
Nah, I don't even know if he was that honest.
Yeah, I don't know. But the point being is that we've actually accepted dishonesty as a norm to be acceptable. That's my problem, is we should be outraged about some of the lies and stuff that's going on out there. On whatever side of the aisle, you know, like, I want to play this clip later on of the media lies on CNN. They run a clip of the gal over there in Milwaukee saying, we want to have peace or whatever, except they cut the clip up so bad, and then when you lay the real whole segment over and doesn't show the clips, she's saying, burn it! Burn the suburbs down! You know, it's like, it's completely off the charts, you know, the lies and distortions that we're getting in the media. And so, it just makes me so angry that continues to happen, and people just go,
oh, well.
Oh.
No, they go, a lot of them go, oh, that can't be happening. Yeah. If that was happening, why didn't it come out sooner?
Or it doesn't matter.
Or it doesn't matter.
Or it doesn't matter. You know, and, you know, I can remember when Bill Clinton, this is when it first struck me as a real problem. When he, actually was impeached for lying under oath.
And nothing happened.
And once again, the outcome was nothing.
Well, he was impeached, but the Senate didn't throw him out of office or put him in jail. And that's what should have happened. They should have at least threw him out of office. You know, it wasn't because, he lied about his extracurricular activity. It was the fact that he lied under oath in a court. Try doing that sometime, folks. Try going to court. Lying under oath, getting caught at it, red-handed. Well, maybe I shouldn't use that term. But getting caught at it, and then being busted for it, impeached, and...
Can you plead the Hillary? Can you say, I plead the Hillary?
I take the Hillary.
I stand on the Hillary.
Yes, I did it, but I'm just really stupid.
That's the Hillary.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there are some issues out
there. You know
what's
worse than going to court and committing perjury? Go to court and tell them the truth and watch what happens.
Yeah.
They look at you like you're some kind of idiot.
Bailiff, remove him now.
Wasn't I entitled to some constitutional rights and protection here? Not the way I interpreted you, pig. You will acquiesce to the Accorde.
That was 100 years ago, you primitive.
Here I thought I was Zorro. So, not good. So we've got that to talk about. I also want to talk about, the wackies. We've got the whackers. And the wackies. Let's hope that you're not a wackie.
Yeah, they keep adding up.
I'm leaving that one alone. I'm sorry, but
because the real deal is that people are dying and have been dying around the Hillarys and the Clintons and the Bills for a long, long time. And there's quite a list.
They're just speeding it up.
There's a list going on here, and I don't know. Maybe it's not all related, but when you start digging, it sure is kind of. You got to wonder what's going on over there at Bill and Hillary's place. In the basement sometimes.
No, I don't want to know.
Well, we know they have a they had a server there.
Just what's under those floorboards?
Yeah, it's like something out of a bad, you know, what's the name of that movie with Clarice?
Silence of the Lambs.
That dude's name was Bill too.
Bill.
Buffalo Bill.
No, that was the other one. The other one was Hannibal Lecter.
No, he was in Silence of the Lambs.
There was Buffalo Bill, and then Hannibal Lecter was the guy that was trying to catch Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
With a side of Chianti and fava beans.
That is just sick and wrong.
Maybe we need to go to a break.
And before we do...
It was a census taker.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go to a break...
I am to announce that the Sons of Italy need your help with a rake or shovel to move gravel and sand in the new bocce courts at Tiger Field Park today. So that is from Mr. Rose, and he's reaching out for some help.
They need help with a rake or shovel, and they'll give you some Chianti and some fava beans.
That's just not right. If you want to call in and have a question or comment, please give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Cowboys are special. With their own brand of misery, it'll be long, too long to die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
CSI stuff, you know.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. find a dead body. And figure out who they are.
It's not hard around the Clintons. Just go out in the backyard. We get a couple.
Don't mind those lumps that are in the yard. I mean, just...
Honey, we're out of dead bodies. Oh, don't worry. We'll have you one in a minute.
Yeah. So let's talk about this a little bit. Now, I've got several lists.
Before we do, I have one thing that I need to shout out there.
Cut her mic.
I want to say hello to my granddaughter in Denver, nice. Colorado.
All right. Yay!
Emma D! Love you, girl.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So, if we get the internet to kind of be helpful here. I have a list.
Have you ever noticed you start saying the word Clinton on the phone or on the radio,
and all of a sudden everything
just slows down?
And everything just
it gets dropped. It doesn't work no more. It disappears.
Death.
As if the universe itself. Jesus, what did you guys give him this morning?
I have nothing to do with that. Look at me.
Sounded like Finding Dory there for a second.
Oh, that's what's wrong with you kids. I understand.
Maybe that's it.
Must have been a lack of oxygen at the neighbor's house this morning. I'm just saying, you know? Maybe they didn't have the air conditioner on.
Well, you hang out with little kids for a while, it just kind of happens.
Yeah, pretty soon you're insane.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And then you just have fun with it.
Roll with it. That's what I say, roll with it. The Clinton Deadpool list is growing. You know, three people who have direct connect. Say that twice. Five. Yeah. Never mind. Three people who had direct connections to Bill and Hillary Clinton died of unusual circumstances over the last 3 weeks, adding to an already long suspicious list of accidents and supposed suicides. Since the Democratic National Committee emails were released by WikiLeaks a few weeks ago, three people associated with the DNC have been found dead under questionable circumstances.
Weird.
I know. So you know, we've got...
And don't forget the guy from the UN that killed himself with his own weight bench.
Well, there was that guy, and then there was... We got Seth Rich here, you know, who was the one who was evidently a informant, a whistleblower to WikiLeaks, is what the story seems like.
An American.
An American that was kind of going to blow the whistle on the fact that the Hillary Clinton campaign was in, you know, cahoots with the DNC, Debbie Schultz Wasserman, to fix the election against Bernie Sanders. No, it couldn't happen. And then, you know, the top it off, you've got Mr. Obloho, you know what I'm talking about, Obloney,
Big O.
B-O. comes out
to round eye.
The POTUS.
Yeah, the POTUS. He's the POTUS, not the SCROTUS.
No.
Or is that the SCOTUS?
Although Clinton may be looking at making him the SCROTUS.
Well, you know, he comes out a week later after Trump goes, I think things are rigged. And he's like, what's he even talking about?
That's just Trump's excuse when he loses the election.
Let me think. Oh, yeah. Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
He admitted it.
You know, and then she just happens to get hired by the Clinton campaign same day. Mm-hmm. The fix isn't in, is it?
She'll be there long enough to commit suicide.
So here's the guy that's getting ready to, you know, that's blowing the whistle, sending information to WikiLeaks. You know, they put out a, you know, $25,000 reward. I guess there was two rewards, $25,000. The Metropolitan Police Department is offering $25,000 reward to find out who shot this guy in the back twice. And they said at first it was a robbery, only they didn't take nothing. They just kind of killed the guy on the sidewalk there. And then WikiLeaks is offering $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of Rich's killer. He just happened to be a whistleblower. For, you know, against the Clintons and, you know, the DNC machine that would never, ever rig a... well, they did. What's he talking
about? Multiple times.
What are they talking about? Of course, this is mainstream news, right? This was placed, you know, all over CNN, right?
They wouldn't cover anything up or not report it.
Yeah, I got to get that thing where they show the gal saying, burn them down, get the suburbs, not us.
Well, I knew not to trust CNN way back in the 90s when Bill was in office. And I don't know if you guys remember, but the Headwaters Forest protests that were going on over in Humboldt County.
Right.
And the logging and stuff. My boss at the time, I was working for a moving company, but he had two jobs. He oversaw the moving company. He was still working at sawmills over there. And CNN came out and interviewed him during the protests and everything. And they asked him what he thought, and you know, he explained that we're not about destroying the forest and cutting down all the trees, and you know, we're about sustainable. We live here. We don't want to destroy it. You know, at the same time, there's a balance between economy and preservation and everything. So we all sat down and we were waiting to see his interview on CNN, and they spliced a 5-minute conversation into about 45 seconds and turned into him going, "Yeah, we don't care, Scootaloo, cut down all the trees, woo!" And we're just sitting there dumbfounded.
Well, and we're going to talk more about that, too, because you know something? The left-leaning fact-checkers, you know, don't seem to be operational when it comes to the truth.
Yeah, you throw Snopes at me as a reference, you get slapped now.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. And the right-leaning fact-checkers don't seem to have a clue either, amazingly enough, most of the time. So Rich's murder has sparked speculation that the young DNC staffer could be one of the latest deaths in a long string of mysterious deaths surrounding Bill and Hillary. They don't call her Killary for nothing, spanning more than two decades. Left-leaning fact-check websites have dismissed the Clinton body count list circulating on the web for many years. And, it's just a bunch of right-wing conspiracists. You know, they just they don't know nothing.
Yeah, we're all crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. So some of the lists are up to 100 people. Now, I'm not saying every one of these was, you know, whacked by the Clintons. All I'm saying is there's a whole bunch of guys, you know, that have been mysteriously murdered, suicided, killed, accidents that were real close to Bill and Killary.
Out of that list of 100 people that died, the ones that maybe weren't tied to the Clintons, I'm sure are compensated by the deaths and mysterious murders that we haven't been able to connect to the Clintons. So, yeah, I'd say 100's a solid number.
Yeah, okay. So let's just assume. So let's go to a little bit through the list here. We got Sean Lucas that was, you know, besides, you know, Seth Rich. Now we got Sean Lucas on August 2nd of this year, who was, you know, had served, you know, helped serve the DNC with a lawsuit claiming the DNC chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman's Dutch Schultz, rigged the primary election. The complaint was served before Dutch Schultz resigned. And the WikiLeaks email scandal on July 24th, less than a month after he helped serve the lawsuit, Lucas's girlfriend found him dead in his bathroom. Yeah, you know.
That's what I want to do is I'm about to cap my career with the biggest case in history.
Yeah.
So I'm going to whack myself out.
Cut himself shaving.
Yeah.
Then we have on August 1st, Victor Thorne.
Yeah, that would be right around the same time that Bernie got his shush money in his new house, wouldn't it?
Yeah, didn't that happen? Oh, Bernie, he kind of turned on him on his, you know, and all of a sudden he's got a $600,000 new home.
And $20 million new dollar bills in his bank account.
Well, I didn't hear about the $20 million.
Yeah, evil capitalist pig.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So Victor Thorne authored 4 books on the Clintons. Okay. Killary and Bill, the sex volume, Killary and Bill, sounds like Hickory Dickory, Hillary Doc, I don't know, the drug volumes, so we've got the sex volume, the drug volume, the murder volume, and Crowning Clinton, why Hillary shouldn't be in the White House. Thorne reportedly committed suicide with a gun on his 54th birthday on a mountaintop in Pennsylvania. Just a quinky dink.
He wasn't shaving like the other guy?
Well,
yeah, with his pistol.
With his pistol.
He was trying to take the stubble off.
Oh.
I think that the Snoops reported that he was hunting with the ex vice president.
Yeah, he was with Dick Cheney.
He went hunting with Dick Cheney. And you know, things happen.
Yeah.
You know, you accidentally shoot people. And so, but
does he live in Texas?
And that, you know,
I'm just saying.
Another site, Inquistry, reported that Thorne made several appearances on the Russell Scott show and told his host, Russell, if I'm ever found dead, it was murder. I would never kill myself. Just a coincidence.
Weird.
Yeah. And then we've got Joe Montana, July 25th, 2016. SWND reported Joe Montana, who served as chairman of the Democratic National Committee before Debbie Wasserman Schultz and was an aide to Hillary's running mate, Tim Kaine, reportedly died of a heart attack after the WikiLeaks DNC email dump. Montana was only 47. Okay. And then we got Seth Rich on July 10th. And let's see. Oh, yeah. Then we have John Ash. June 22nd, 2016.
Yeah, it was going to burn Hillary down.
Yeah, former United Nations General Assembly President John Ash was found dead in his New York home, and the cause of death was reportedly as a heart attack. But the local Dobbs Ferry police said his throat had been crushed, presumably by a barbell he had dropped while pumping iron. Death by barbell.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What do they call that, a Harry Reid?
I think we better go to a break because I'm going to probably get.
Well, it kind of answers some questions when Harry Reid dropped the ball on the Bundy Ranch thing, which screwed up the Harry Reid Clinton Chinese solar deal. Somebody knocked the crap out of Harry.
Yeah, he looked funny.
Yeah, he got.
Well, I think he did that while he was exercising. He was one of those guys that didn't know how to do the treadmill. And what happened was he got on the treadmill and he started pushing buttons and the treadmill kept getting faster and faster and faster.
He said it was a rubber band that snapped on the shower.
Well, he shot off the end. He shot off.
Yeah, into one of the Clinton enforcers' fists.
He shot off the end of the treadmill and into a pile of weights. And what?
Sure.
What?
Sure.
I'm just reporting.
It's
you know.
Just as good as the other ones.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
why not?
You know, not much difference there.
So, you know, these people just, they're anybody, I mean, they're accidents. Accidents do happen.
These two, a lot on that side of it. Anyway, if you have anything to do with the Clintons, you just have accidents. It just happens.
Mikey, I never wanted this for you. It's going to break.
All right, with that. Give us a call.
I know it was you, Harry. You broke my heart.
530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Tell the truth.
This is Carl on the Bot. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, the 29th of August, and where has the summer gone? We welcome Steve Morgan, candidate for Shasta County Board of Supervisors. We're going to discuss what he wants to do if elected and what his platform is. We'll also be discussing what happened over the weekend, politics, and much more. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We've got trouble, something's just not right. Just this morning, you cried about last night. That something's bound to break this time. What's breaking is my heart. I can read between the lines. It's tearing me apart. You've got leaving on your mind, but you're mine, angel baby. Yes, you're.
Bell rings, another one gets his wings. Yeah.
Must be a hell of a bell over there at the Clintons. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding.
It's not the dinner bell.
Yeah.
Okay. So, here we have another one. This is Gareth Williams, August 16th, 2010. Now, Gareth, a transatlantic MI6 spy whose dead body was found naked, padlocked, and stuffed in a 32-inch by 19-inch duffel bag that was sitting in his London bathtub, had illegally hacked secret data on Bill Clinton, according to the UK Sun. The news site noted, his death is still one of Britain's most mysteriously unsolved cases. Scotland Yard had announced that the death was a suicide, saying he'd locked himself in the bag.
Lion Houdini.
19-inch by 32-inch bag.
Yeah. It was a North Face bag, so, you know. But his DNA wasn't found on the lock, and there were no palm prints on the edge of his bathtub. Weird. I mean,
how do you get yourself into that size of a bag?
Unless you're Jim Carrey or something. I mean, according to reports, messages left by Williams on voicemails of his friends and family were deleted in the days following his death. And a rival agent may have also broken into the flat to destroy or remove evidence, the son reported. There was no signs of forced entry into the apartment. In 2012, lawyers for the family said he could have been killed by someone who specialized in the dark arts of the Secret Service, the son reported.
So the Clintons actually whacked James Bond. So they are, in fact, freaking Spectre.
Spectre. Okay. I mean, Scotland Yard announced his death as a suicide. He locked himself in the bag. We're talking a 32 by 19 inch duffel bag. Nothing to see here.
No.
There's nobody, you know, nobody got paid off. Why would they not report that correctly? And how do you do that? I mean, how can you even say that?
It's easy for them. They say it all the time.
Yeah, the police did not. Here's Scotland Yard. This is not freaking Sherlock Holmes and Watson, okay? Because the police did not rule out his intelligence work playing as a part of his death. Let's see. We reported it was a suicide, stuffed himself in the bag, but we couldn't find any fingerprints on the freaking lock. But his death could have been due to, you know, some intelligence breaches. And the investigators also suspect that the flat had been steam cleaned, which would explain why no DNA evidence was found. Who is this? Is this Mr. Well,
that's
Bean?
That's what he did. He went and steam cleaned and cleaned his apartment up before he decided to put himself in the bag
and
lock
suicide.
It and see if he could get out or not. And he didn't make it.
Mr. Bombastic.
Everybody does that before they commit suicide.
It's Spectre. I'm telling you,
Spectre.
You know that cat? That guy sitting there.
Cat.
Yeah, that's like Bill Clinton constantly petting a pussy cat.
I thought that was Hillary that liked that.
Either one.
I don't know. Moving right along.
She'd have one of those bald kitties. You know, those hairless ones.
Oh, boy.
The real ugly, wrinkly ones.
You know, the one with the Playboy cut.
That's just not right.
That's what it is. It's Mr. Sparkles is running the whole show.
Mr. Sparkles. Hold on. Shut up. You got me with that one. Okay.
Back on track.
Charles Ruff. That was his name. Charles Ruff, 61, an influential lawyer in Washington, D.C., who defended Clinton during his Monica Lewinsky scandal on November 20th of 2000, had an accident. Okay? He represented Clinton during the Monica Lewinsky scandal and the impeachment trial, reportedly died after an accident in his Washington home. One report said he was found unconscious outside his shower, and another report indicated that he had a heart attack.
In the shower.
In the shower with a razor and a barbell. I mean, you know, come on.
And a bald cat.
And a bald cat.
Sparkle strikes again.
Mr. Mustard.
The mustard's off the dog. The mustard's off the dog. Okay. Ruff's initial involvement with the Clinton White House came from defending one of Hillary Clinton's principal assistants, Ira Magaziner. Magaziner? Ira! It's not Birnbaum. I don't know how you would pronounce it. It sounds Jewish. Magaziner, who helped to prepare her ill-fated health claim. Okay, so his involvement with the Clinton White House came from defending one of Hillary Clinton's principal assistants, Ira, who helped to prepare her ill-fated health care plan.
Mm-hmm.
Magaziner, Ira, I can't say Magaziner, was accused of perjury. But in a complex presentation to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, Ruff managed to shift the blame to some unspecified White House official, and Ira was never charged. It was against this background that Ruff became President Clinton's fifth White House counsel within 4 years. After the ripples of the Whitewater affair widened and allegations about the president's sexual behavior prolificated,
Bill up to no good.
Insiders joked that Bill needed a lawyer smart enough to do the job and dumb enough to take it. Ruff defended his recruitment with the comment, "When the President of the United States asks you to do something, you don't say, 'Let me think about it.' You say, 'How can I help you, Mr. President?'" By, you know, I don't know.
Having an accident.
Here, could you hold my cat?
Pit, Mr. Sparkles.
Now we've got Carlos Gilotti. Carlos Goomba Paisan. A key figure in the Waco congressional investigation was found, this is April 28th of 2000, was mysteriously found dead in his home outside Washington, D.C. His badly decomposed body was found sitting at his desk in his office in Laurel, Maryland. Police said there was no evidence of forced entry into his office again. Again, no forced entry.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like sort of a pattern here, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Gilotti, 42, a respected expert in the field of thermal imaging, had been retained by the House governing Government Reform Committee to analyze surveillance film footage taken by means of forward-looking infrared, or FLIR.
FLIR,
during the siege and final infernal of Mount Carmel, the Branch Davidian complex near Waco, Texas. The FLIR footage, which was filmed by FBI aircraft circling 2 miles above the site. I guess we didn't even know about all that, did we? I don't know. Was critical to the case for years. Debate had raged over claims that on April 19th, 1993, government agents had fired automatic weapons upon the Davidians trying to escape as flames engulfed their home. 17 children and 62 adults were killed. We could probably add those to the list here, huh?
Yeah, Hillary Clinton absolutely gave that kill order.
Well, and then the other side was Janet Reno, if she didn't.
Well, that's...
And who appointed Janet Reno?
That'd be Clinton.
Yeah.
But there's documents that have come out now that clearly show Janet Reno actually went to Congress to find a way to avoid the order.
Right.
She actually went and tried to find a way to make the order illegal. That order came from Hillary Clinton to kill those people.
So, Gilotti had reportedly uncovered additional evidence contradicting government protests of innocence. Gilotti's friend, attorney David T. Hardy, told WND, "I think he may have known too much. Carlos told me he discovered things that were much, much worse than anything that had come out yet." Another wacky.
Another one.
Another wacky. Wow. Moving right along.
They fired white phosphorus into that building.
Well, they obviously killed them all.
Yeah, they did.
They, you know, and so...
They murdered them.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. So, okay, so maybe he found something in the coverage that showed things that weren't supposed to be happening.
Yeah,
like, by the narrative. And I think CNN was CNN was right there on the job, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
Reporting the facts.
Yeah.
They're saying was, we report, you decide. No. It was, we decide what to report.
Yes.
Hmm.
The Communist News Network.
CNN. Pravda. Mm-hmm. Charles Wilborn Miller, November 17th, 1999. Charles Wilborn Miller was vice president and board member for, I think it's Altel. Altel, that's kind of funny. The company that created the White House's Big Brother computer system.
Private servers, too?
This is back in 1999. We hadn't got to the private servers.
Oh,
we're working on that.
All right.
As WND reported, an Arkansas medical examiner concluded suicide. Wow, they're either suicide or...
They're mostly suicide, aren't they?
Ran into a pile of weights while working. No, that was Harry Reid. John Ash... Suicide after Charles Wilborn Miller, 63, was found dead of a gunshot wound to the head in a shallow pit about 300 yards from his house near Little Rock. Police found a .410 shotgun near Miller's body and a Ruger .357 caliber revolver submerged in the water. Investigators concluded the Ruger was the weapon used by Miller to kill himself, yet two rounds of the handgun cylinder had been spent. So, you know, you get a double tap when you're suiciding, right?
So you shoot yourself twice and still have enough in you to throw your pistol into the water.
Yeah. It's kind of like it's the John Wayne suicide. How could a suicide victim use two weapons or even fire two shots to kill himself?
And then dispose of his own gun.
And crawl into a bag and, you know, zip it up. And
zip it up and padlock it. And
got hands coming out of the bag and you're headed for the bathtub. Miller.
Miracles.
Miracles do happen. Miller was no ordinary citizen of Arkansas. He had long served as an executive vice president and member of the board of directors for Altel and was deeply involved in his own software engineering company until the day he died. Altel was the successor. Yeah, we'll get it. Altel was the successor to Jackson Stevens Systematics. That company that provided the software to the White House's Big Brother database behind the Clinton administration's plan to develop the secret computer Clipper chip to bug every phone, fax, and email transmission in America. There was at least one other high-profile suicide among the inner circle involved in that project. Vince Foster. And with that, maybe we should go to a break.
All right.
And let's not forget the fact that Vince was going to bring out documentation on Waco. That's what finally put Vince over the edge where he was going to become state evidence.
Man, a lot of people get suicidal around Hillary.
Yeah.
With that, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonti's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River Thursday, September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
there.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
She called me Mr. Boombastic, really fantastic. Put me on the box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic, put me on the box, she says I'm Mr. Smooth, just like a silk. Soft and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover, no take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. I know me well, Bill, do me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Y'all, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young girl who can ring my bell and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to hell, I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Put me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Rude. Romantic, tell me fantastic. You put me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, 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 bombastic. Tell me fantastic.
That's right, Mr. Bombastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's good memories, actually, seeing him live in 1998 at Reggae on the River.
Wow, Reggae on the River. Wow. Yeah. Didn't even know anything like that existed.
Largest reggae festival in the world, about 40,000 people, becomes the third largest city in Humboldt County for about 4 days.
Wow.
All I can say is 110 degrees and co-ed naked showering.
Wow, sounds like it was better than Woodstock.
It's a good party.
Well, back on our quest for the dead here, nothing ever linked. It's funny how none of these ever get linked to any murders. You know, guys end up in bags, you know, suicides, shooting themselves twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, nobody ever gets tied to anything. That's just quite interesting. Kind of like if you lie to Congress and lie to the American people, and have a private server down in your basement, and you lie about it to everybody.
No, now you're just anti-women.
You know, kind of like that. And then you go in front of the FBI, and, you know, they don't charge you with anything, even though you obviously lied. And, you know, they try to use intent, which is not the statute, is a way to, you know, make it so that you aren't going to be indicted in front of, you know, they put you in front of Loretta Lynch.
But it's really simple.
Who helped pardon Mark Rich, who was the biggest tax evader in the history of the country, who was, you know, she was appointed by Bill Clinton, interestingly enough. Way back in the day. And you know, you have little private meetings with Bill on the tarmac. Completely coincidental.
Yeah, it was.
They just
happened to run into one another.
And, of course, yeah. These guys would never lie, would they? They wouldn't.
No.
This isn't like,
tinfoil hat stuff.
Yeah, this is all tinfoil hat crap. These people never died. This is some list.
What difference does it make?
Well, you know, I mean, come on.
You know?
Come on. Hey, what's the matter? What's the matter for you, huh? Forget about it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's what CNN would like to do, even though CNN has been caught. You know, why? You know,
but why? Where's Congress and everybody up there that says that they're gonna, you know, stand for the people? You know, we're by the people and for the people. And
I just want to get my money from Monsanto this month.
What's Congress?
Please, can I?
What's Congress? Isn't that a gathering of baboons?
Yeah.
Well, right now that's what it is. Yeah, up there.
Yeah. Yeah. And Hillary didn't violate the law intentionally. I mean, they made it very clear she's just stupid and incompetent.
Let's elect her.
Yeah.
I got an idea. Let's run her into, let's make her president.
She's well, not.
Yeah, she got the first time they did
because,
that.
Because Trump is such a bombastic guy who has a business and who, I really can't think of anything that he's done illegal. Nothing like murder or, you know, or lying or, you know, perjury or espionage or treason. Nothing. I mean, but by God, he's bombastic.
Well, that's the whole problem. He hasn't lied. He hasn't broken the law. He's not a crony capitalist. He hasn't committed treason. He hasn't committed perjury. He's
so
totally,
he's a bad guy.
He's totally
a bad
unqualified
guy.
For the office.
No.
Well, yeah, because Hillary's for women.
Oh, yes,
Sure she is. Yeah.
Hillary's for Hillary.
She's for any woman that'll have it.
She's for the little guy.
Except she can't find nobody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess we're going to a break whether we like it or not.
We're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned with us for the next hour here at Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Today in the death of Nakia Aldridge, police say the mother of four was pushing a baby in a stroller on Friday when she was struck by gunshots that were intended for somebody else. Police say the suspects have criminal records. An effort is underway to hold a hearing on Capitol Hill with the makers of EpiPens.
The ranking member of the House Oversight Committee wants executives from Mylan Pharmaceuticals to appear at a hearing following uproar over a 400% price increase on life-saving EpiPens. The devices deliver epinephrine to stop life-threatening allergic reactions like anaphylactic shock. Meanwhile, Martin Shkreli, former CEO of Turin Pharmaceuticals, has responded on Twitter that he would be willing to testify too. Shkreli is famous for steep price hikes of a different drug. Congressman Elijah Cummings says steep price hikes are, in his words, prevalent throughout the entire drug industry. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Italian officials are beginning to probe whether there was any criminal negligence in the enforcement of building codes, which may have added to the high death toll from last week's earthquake.
Investigators will focus in particular on an elementary school in Amatrice that crumbled when the quake hit Wednesday. The school was renovated in 2012 to resist earthquakes, and about 700,000 euros were spent to do that. So there are a lot of questions surrounding the school.
Correspondent Vanessa Garrett, nearly 300 people were killed. Officials say more than 40 people have been infected by the Zika virus in Singapore, but most have fully recovered. Singapore announced its first Zika infection in May, the virus apparently imported by a 48-year-old man who had picked it up while traveling in Brazil. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How well prepared are you to hand off your business to your son or daughter when you retire? You've spent your life building your business, but are they ready to take it over? Here is Terrence Chapman of FCCI with some advice.
Wayne Huizenga Jr. father built an empire, Blockbuster Video, Waste Management, Miami Dolphin, and the list goes on and on. How prepared was he to take on what his father built? I invite you to join me as Wayne Jr. himself shares insights into how to not only build a business, but to instill biblical character and a godly work ethic into your children, so they will be prepared for the day when you pass the baton. Wayne and a host of other well-known Christian business leaders will share first-hand wisdom that will strengthen you and your business for generations to come.
To book your place at the FCCI Business Leadership Conference, go to FCCI.org. That's the Fellowship of Companies for Christ International. Go to FCCI.org now and book your seat. Will your company be part of the solution? Come to the FCCI Business Leadership Conference September 18th through the 22nd. You don't want to miss it. Go to FCCI.org now.
The U.S. ambassador to Jordan says the United States will reach its target this week of taking in 10,000 Syrian war refugees in a year-old resettlement program. The assessment comes from Ambassador Alice Wells after meeting families headed to California and Virginia. The resettlement program has emerged as an issue in the U.S. presidential campaign. Republican nominee Donald Trump has accused the Syrians of posing a potential security threat. A number of other Republicans agree. Wells says that keeping Americans safe and taking in the world's most vulnerable people are not mutually exclusive. The national identity crisis exposed by France's Burkini controversy is threatening to set the tone for that country's presidential campaign. A top court ruled Friday against the banning of the head-to-ankle swimwear, but has not ended the debate. Along with the economy, the relationship between France's Muslims and non-Muslims has become a recurring theme for presidential hopefuls. News and analysis at townhall.com. Four airlines are paying big bucks for deficiencies in passenger compensation.
The Department of Transportation's fined four airlines for failing to have current or accurate notices explaining compensation for passengers who are bumped from flights or whose baggage is damaged or lost. American Airlines fined $45,000, Southwest and Alaska $40,000 each, and United Airlines $35,000. Under federal rules, airlines must explain potential compensation when they bump passengers from an oversold flight, and rules also generally bar airlines from limiting their liability when they lose, damage, or delay a passenger's bag to less than $3,500. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 28th, the 241st day of 2016. There are 125 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1862, the Second Battle of Bull Run began in Prince William County, Virginia, during the Civil War. The result, a Confederate victory. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back. We're in the second half of Sovereign Mind, second hour. I'm just wondering if we could try to do a clip from my computer. This one. No, not on that one. Yeah, let's try this one. This one's on. I just want to see if this works, because if it works, you know, then we can sort of use this once in a while so it avoids having to get these off the internet. This one is talking about... This is for people who think that the email scandal with Hillary doesn't really matter. You know, this is the talking about the. Oh, remember there was no classified information on it on the server. You know,
no, they didn't have stamped across the top of it.
There was no indication
that it was classified.
It was all about yoga and, you know, weddings and all that stuff. But let's try this and see if this works, and maybe the chat room can tell us if they can hear this well enough. To see. So let's try it.
And here we go. Maybe?
Ted, I cannot provide...
There we go.
Can you provide this committee in a secure format the classified emails?
What I can to a certain extent. I cannot provide a certain segment of them because the agency... that owns the information for those emails has limited the distribution on those. So they're characterizing them as ORCON.
Explain what ORCON is.
Originator control. So I can't give them to even Congress without getting the agency's permission to provide them. So they have been provided.
Which agency?
I can't say that here in an open hearing, sir.
So you can't even tell me which agency won't allow us as members of Congress to see something that Hillary Clinton allowed somebody without a security clearance in a non-protected format to see. That's correct?
And this is the segment of emails that this is why my letter back to Ranking Member Cummings had to be classified, because people would like to see this segment of emails. And this has been an issue not just with you and your committee, but with several members at this point. So we have gone back to the agency that is involved several times, and we can certainly do that again and ask permission.
Can you generally tell me, is it because they're so sensitive about signals intelligence, humans intelligence? What
we shouldn't get into the content of these emails in an open hearing.
I don't want to violate that, but the concern is that it has already been violated, and it was violated by Hillary Clinton, and it was her choice. She set it up, and she created this problem, and she created this mess. We shouldn't have to go through this, but she did that.
This is the segment of emails that I had to have people in my office read in to particular programs to even see these emails. We didn't possess the required clearances and compartments.
So even the Inspector General for ODNI didn't have the requisite security clearances.
That's correct. I had to get read-ins for them.
Yeah, so that's the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community. Let me turn this off here. That could be a hazard playing on. So that came out pretty clear is what it sounds like to me. And so, you know, we're talking about Hillary Clinton and, alias the Chin. And it's really quite apparent that, you know, she believes that she is above the law. She believes that she can lie, cheat, steal, even kill, I think. And, or mysterious deaths just, or she's just, or she's the bad luck schleprock of politicians going all the way back to, Plato, somebody. Because there's a lot of people dropping dead around her.
I just got a thing on the internet. Flashback, Hillary Clinton praises friend and mentor Robert Byrd.
Oh, yeah, he used to be the KKK guy.
Recruiter. Yeah, yeah, imagine that.
Captain KKK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No relationship there. I mean, it's just a coincidence once again.
So,
Captain Clucker.
Going on with our death list. Lieutenant General David McLeod served as Clinton's director for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, force structure, resources and assessment director. It's kind of like a dictator, you know, a cross between a potato and a... So, from May 1996 to December of 1997, they became the commander of the Alaskan Command in the 11th Air Force. McLeod was killed while piloting his personal Yak 54 now. I'm not sure what a Yak 54 is. Let's hope he's not riding some woolly beast with horns, but a Russian-built single-engine acrobatic aircraft. The cause of the crash was reportedly unknown. Several blogs have printed unsubstantial claims that McLeod had been part of a group of 24 flag officers who sought to arrest Clinton for treason under the Uniform Code of Military Justice while Clinton was president. Just, who knows. Okay, moving right along.
I was just wondering, was he in a duffel bag at the time that he was flying?
No, he's riding a yak.
Mm-hmm. Yak is a high-mobility, high-speed trainer that you can purchase on the open market.
There you go.
My guess would be the ground caused the crash.
Well, that's what happens, you know, when you...
When you come up on the ground too fast?
It's not the dive, it's the sudden stop.
Yeah.
Johnny Lawthorne Jr., March 29th, 1988. Johnny Lawthorne Jr., a mechanic, reportedly discovered a large check from Madison Guarantee Savings and loan made out to Bill Clinton. The check was said to have been found in a car at his repair shop. He was later killed in a car accident. Then we have James McDougal. James McDougal. March 8th, 1998, a former business partner of the Clintons and the brains behind the Whitewater Development Corporation. Now, for you newbies out there, we haven't even got, you know, we're going back here a ways, but, I mean, it's not like these guys haven't been dirty forever. I mean, there's been so many scandals. The Rhodes Law Firm, you know, the missing records of the FBI, the Whitewater scandal. I mean, these guys, they're like the mafia, I'm telling you. Don't believe me? Go look at the facts. Okay. He reportedly died of a cardiac arrest. So either suicide or you're going to have a heart attack. You know, doesn't matter what the circumstances are, suicide, heart attack. So he died in federal prison at the age of 58. He had been cooperating with an independent counsel, Kenneth Starr, remember him, in the Whitewater investigation. His death appears to reduce the legal risk to President Clinton and Hillary Rodham. Clinton.
Rodham. Hot Rod Clinton.
I should just Rodham. It's like, hey, you want to meet my friend Vinny?
Yeah. Yeah, that's your email address, HRod.
Yeah. HRod.
Yeah.
So, and it was clear, this was a clear setback to Starr and his prosecutors who huddled. So, you know, you're just, you know, just happened to be one of the guys, and, you know, you're turning state's evidence, going to the prosecutors, and you have a cardiac arrest in federal prison.
It's a lot of heart problems.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, with a probably a shank in your backside or something. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, his prosecutors who huddled in their offices the last night after McDougal's death was announced. The Baltimore Sun reported that the day after McDougal died. The Whitewater investigation began in 1994 with accusations of impropriety against the Clintons and other concerning improper campaign contributions. So campaign contributions seems to be sort of a theme here, you know, and we haven't even talked about the pay for play.
Yeah, where do you want to start with that one? Uma Abedin.
Uma Abedin.
Yeah.
And Cheryl Mills.
Yeah. Out of the 86 people that visited her while she was the head of the State Department, 49 of them were mass contributors to the Clinton Foundation. I believe 20 of them donated $1 million or more, and the rest can donated at least $100,000, depending on the level of favoritism and crony capitalism they needed out of the State Department.
Wow. No, come on. Let's move right along. So we're back to the Madison Guarantee Savings and Loan, a Little Rock savings bank run by the McDougals. His wife, Susan, James and Susan McDougal, went to prison for fraud. James died while serving his sentence, as did former governor of Arkansas, Jim Tucker, and municipal judges David Hale and Eugene Fitzhugh. Hale had claimed Bill Clinton insisted that he acquire a fraudulent $300,000 government-backed loan in 1986. After McDougal was convicted in 1996, he was prepared to testify that Clinton was lying and Hale was telling the truth. "I just got sick and tired of lying for the fellows," he said in the 1997 TV interview. "Yes, I was trying to protect him." McDougal told prosecutors that he steered Madison legal business to Clinton's Rose Law Firm at the Clinton's request. Mrs. Clinton has denied that assertion in an interview on Larry King Live. McDougal said that if the first lady told the grand jury the same story she told the public, then she has perjured herself. No, that perjured.
Not again.
Nothing up sleeve, presto. Maybe I'll find another lie.
How about maybe finding the truth once in a while?
Eric Butera. And this goes on and on and on and on. Okay? Are you getting the point here out there that I don't care if a couple of these actually did die, you know, of natural causes, but there's a whole bunch that didn't.
And what do they all have in common?
Hillary Clinton. Hillary. What do they all have in common? The last living creature they saw was Mr. Sparkles.
You were going to. You had to do it.
Leave Mr. Sparkles alone.
You had to say it.
Cat's not innocent. Is that a picture of her with a cat?
Yeah, this is
a dog.
This is a dog. This is actually Mary Katrin Mahoney. So let me see. What do we got here? We got Ed Butera, December 4th, 1997, was an informant who had information about the murder of Mahoney. Down, see below. And then we got...
What was the name of the gal during the, what did she call it, the bimbo explosion, or the, when all the women that were coming out, Marla Maples and Jennifer Flowers and all of those people that basically were talking about who and what Bill Clinton was. There was one of the gals, I was going back doing some old research on Hillary Clinton, and one of the gals, I can't remember her name now, was giving an interview, and she was getting ready to testify against Bill, and she said that Hillary grabbed her by the hand and said, I want you to understand what you're doing, and then squeezed her hand really hard and said, I want you to understand everything you're giving up by doing what you're doing, and talked about how bad that frightened her. But it was one of the ladies.
Is she still around?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't remember. I have another report on that. I mean, the wackies, you know, but there's so many of them.
She's not in the backyard?
No, she was part of that group that came out, the with Marla Maples and Flowers and I can't remember her name.
Larson, there's a Paula Grover. Let's see. God, there. I mean, this is off the charts. Anybody thinks that this is all coincidental is an idiot. Okay, something is going on here. When there's smoke, there's probably fire. And a lot of these guys got smoked.
Yeah.
Okay, and there, it's, a lot of guys died from gunshot. Here's here's James Milan, number 32, found decapitated. However, the coroner ruled his death was due to natural causes.
Well, if your head comes off, you're naturally going to die.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Jordan Kettleman, Richard Winters. The following Clinton bodyguards are dead. There's like 11 bodyguards that just died mysteriously. Okay, maybe some of them did have a heart attack. I don't know. Okay, but you can't put all of these people together and all the circumstances and not see something wrong here. With that, let's go to a break, and we'll come back. And maybe we should hit another topic, or we could... Beat this horse to death? I don't know.
Well, some of our listeners would like to talk about Prop 57.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
and
might be.
And there's more than enough going on around the world between.
Yeah. I think we beat this horse to death. I think we made the point.
Yeah. So I think come back and maybe talk about Prop 57 for a while and go from there.
Okay. We can do that.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
We're a loyal general that you guys thought and realized that eternal fate has turned its back on you.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2
a.m. Fear is gone.
It's 2
a.m. The guns still warm.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know some newer TVs, DVD players, and other items like chargers for electronic devices constantly draw a small amount of energy, even when off or not in use? When possible, either unplug or use power strips so you can easily turn off multiple items at once. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle, Thursday, September 8th at Redding's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Whoa.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Rock and rollers.
Old rock and rollers. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Robin Trower. I didn't know that. Yeah, I might have to play some Robin Trower. That's getting back into the vault. But Bridge of Sighs was one of my favorites. Anyway, boy, talk about that's kind
going
of
going back in time.
Well, a Bridge of Sighs is kind of where we're at here. You know, I mean, yeah. Good grief. How you know? I gotta read this little. Talking points, whatever you want to call it. Thousands of people stampeded through the streets of Taiwan to chase a Snorlax. A Snorlax is a Pokemon character who is very powerful when he wants to be, but who eats and sleeps most of the time. Thousands of people running through the streets chasing a Snorlax on their smartphones is a sobering sight. It does not speak well for the future in which fantasy could replace reality, and digital companions could be programmed to trigger mob action and even insanity. Come to think of it, the future's already here.
I was going to say, it's kind of looking that way already. Been that way for a while.
So,
just saying.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a Snorlax in the studio?
No, just sitting here listening.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about Prop 57.
Oh, boy. Where do we begin on this one? Besides insanity.
I think we should begin with a quote from Jerry Brown. Proposition 57 focuses law enforcement on serious violent crime, stops wasting costly prison space on nonviolent people who can be rehabilitated, and directs savings to programs with a proven track record of stopping the crime cycle.
Really?
Complete crap.
Governor Jerry Brown.
It's complete crap. Yeah, move on to what he defines as nonviolent criminals now.
I just so happen to have a list right here in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do we start? At the top?
Well, Tom Pasenko and several sheriffs met with Jerry Brown and his team the other day. And I wish Tom would have just arrested him because he's the biggest threat to public safety in California there is.
All I can say is, you know, he's shining a lot of heads, the governor.
Yeah, it's what's coming with Prop 57 is going to be a bomb.
Oh.
Well,
yeah, it's crazy. We do have a caller. Good morning, Billy Bob. Got a question or comment for us?
Yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Your previous segments have been absolutely fabulous. I love your humor. And the first hour was just outrageous. You got to be on late night television or something. It's too cool. I'm serious. But anyway, I'm so glad that you brought up all this innuendo with the Clintons. They are absolutely worse than the mafia. These people are ruthless killers, and you have hit it right on the mark. And I swear to God, you're the only people talking about it. Everybody else wants to just turn their head. Oh, no, just like Linda said, no, you can't. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what. And then my other point is that Bill Clinton has already embarrassed the White House. There is no way that if the American people elect Hillary Clinton and that lying people get back in the White House, I can't believe we could be so stupid. And the fact is that they when they left the first time they were in the White House, they stole $186,000 worth of material, silverware.
Furniture, fixture, China, yeah. Artwork.
Yeah. I mean, come on. How stupid can America be? I mean,
Donald Trump's going to stiff the little guy, but Hillary just makes everybody turns everybody into stiffs. You know, I mean, that's the comparison we're getting here in reality. You know,
well, let's talk about the fact that the first husband ever would be serial rapist and pedophile.
I think, and Hillary's sick. We might end up with a weekend at Hillary's here if we're not careful. They'll be propping her up on the couch while Bill runs everything, and she's connected to all these tubes.
Yeah, I think she's a cyborg under the burker bag.
Oh, you guys are too funny. I'll let you guys go. Thanks for the great show again.
Hey, all right, thanks for calling in.
You know what's keeping her alive? She's got a belt made out of fetuses running like blood tubes into her.
I thought. Yeah. I was waiting for the spark. Sparkles.
It was Mr. Sparkle's idea. He invented the fetus belt.
It's Mr. Sparkle. I love Mr. Sparkle.
Well, the thing that I've really started looking at before we dive into Prop 57, that's going to take a minute, is what if the intention the old time is... The Democratic Party has got to know how bad off Hillary is. We're starting to figure out inklings of how bad Hillary is. They've had to know from the beginning that she's basically at death's door. So maybe we ought to be looking at the guy that's going to replace her as the real enemy that's coming in. And you start digging into Tim Kaine.
Well, and you know something? If Hillary expires before the election is held, guess who gets to step into her place?
Obama.
Bernie.
Well,
yeah.
Bernie.
Well,
they have two choices. They have
unless
Tim
we declare
Kaine,
martial law, then it would be Obama
or Bernie.
Yeah,
because nobody else at this time
it
can
would be
register
Obama.
And qualify.
No.
He can't register and qualify for the ballot.
But he's the one that's holding the office at the present.
This, no. He's limited to two terms. He would be out unless he declared martial law. Tim Kaine, it would only be if the election was held and Hillary
There's
got elected.
A loophole.
Because it goes back to the Democratic second-place nominee, is my understanding.
It is. What the rules state is that the only people that can be replaced if the presidential nominee dies is it can go to the vice presidential nominee or anybody else that actually made it to the convention to be voted on and has pre-registered and qualified for the ballot in all 50 states.
But Bernie's an independent now.
There's a loophole. There's a huge loophole.
Living in the Hamptons.
The general election occurs November 4th.
Okay.
The electoral college election occurs December 15th. If the candidate dies between that date, Congress has the power to suspend the election indefinitely.
And that would leave who in charge?
You got it.
Obama.
Wow, there's a lot of people that could be whacked. You know, maybe Hillary is going to become a wacky.
Maybe.
As opposed to just plain wacky. Or, you know, I mean, the whacker, the wacky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a lot of scary stuff there.
I was looking into that the other day because there were some questions, some people that I was talking about. Okay, say Hillary does bite the big one. What happens? And there was a lot of people going, oh, that's what they're going to do to get Biden in. And go, no, you can't get Biden in. He's not registered. He didn't go to the convention. You can't. So your choices are Bernie or Tim Kaine. And then reading through it, there is a break between the general election and the Electoral College election. And there is a very specific law and rule that states if the death of the nominee occurs at that time, that the elections can be suspended indefinitely at Congress's discretion.
Hmm. My only question,
that can be a very scary.
That includes their election, too.
Yeah. That's scary.
My only question is whoever's sitting in the office of the presidency, do they get to inherit Mr. Sparkles?
I think it is Mr. Sparkles sitting in the office.
Well, maybe he is. Sorry, I couldn't help it. And this stuff gets to you.
His full name is Mr. Sparkles Rockefeller Rothschild.
Oh, that's Mr. Sparkles.
Mr. Sparkles.
The big bank.
Mr. Sparkles.
The banker.
Well, yeah, that's all conspiracy. It's all conspiracy.
No, it's
you
not.
Have no facts. Come on, stop it.
I can take you back to the Rothschilds in 1630 and the 30 Years' War and where they dug their claws in the Austro-Hungarian Empire and the monarchies of Europe and the Habsburgs and how they were floating loans to the Holy Roman Catholic Church and why the Reformation occurred and why our founding fathers, the Protestants, escaped Europe and the evil of the Rothschilds and the banks. Tell me it's a conspiracy. I will run you into the ground with evidence.
But that's history.
That's all history.
Right. It's just history.
Even though Rothschilds came out the other day and said buy gold because the whole system's a big monetary.
They own England.
Yeah.
They own England.
They own a lot of things.
They've owned England since the Battle of Waterloo. How many people know that the people that are sitting on the English throne are not even English? They're freaking Germans.
Okay, so we got to let this go.
Okay, sorry.
We got to let this go and get back to 57. But before we do...
Oh, but we got to let it go. We got to let it go.
Okay, I just have a little tidbit here that kind of falls into this whole thing a little bit. Trolls are feeding off the Fed's Facebook. Now, the Fed's just came out with a Facebook page, the Federal Reserve, and you can't make this stuff up.
Mr. Sparkles goes public.
Mr. Sparkles goes public. So they thought they would do this for a PR move, you know. And one of the first questions, you know, was, you know, gee, I'm a newbie at this. If I wanted to take over a country, and you know, would I debase the currency? And you know, and it's become.
And their answer was.
Well, they haven't, you know, got any answers, but here it is. Here's the quick question. This is right on their Facebook site. Quick question. I'm a noob at this, but I'm trying to take over a country through monetary enslavement and currency destruction. Any pointers?
Yeah.
It's like they opened up Pandora's box. It's like they're going to do this. What are they, stupid?
Yes.
I mean, this goes on for days.
Yes. They are clueless to what is really going on. They have been so sheltered, and they are a victim of their own success because they have become so arrogant and so emboldened, and they feel so untouchable, and they believe that they've had the sheep cowed for so long that they're never, but they're starting to wake up in a big way. And I think these guys are finally starting to go, uh-oh.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
They're on to us.
Here's another comment.
I could be committing suicide next week.
You know, so we've got, so this is the, if you want to go there, it's under the Board of Governors for the Federal Reserve System. And they've attracted more than 13,000 likes. But things, namely comment threads, soon went, you know, they went awry. You know, I got to read this one. Here's another comment that got, like, I don't know how many likes. Can you guys please help me get some of that QE? I'm trying to buy 16 cars, 4 houses, and 2 jets and a yacht. And
I just need a little quantitative easing.
I just need some easing, you know, because
I'm trying, but it's just not working.
And I was thinking about this on the way to the studio this morning. You know something? People just don't get what a debt-based monetary system is. We should be rioting over this crap because they are counterfeiting money and lending it to us. That is what creates the debt.
You know the last time that the people caught on to the big bank and rioted, what that was called? That was called the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. They killed everybody.
Yeah. This is not conjecture.
No, this happened. They caught on to the banks and the czarists and, you know, and it was similar to what was going on with the cronyism and the corruption and the decadence and just the foul, filthy stuff these people were into. And finally, the average Russian woke up. It's unfortunate they chose the path of communism, but that's what they did. That whole thing was not really about the communist revolution. It was about ripping the central bank and the Rothschilds and the powers that be out of power in Russia. And it happened.
Wow.
Conspiracy.
So let's thank Janet Yellen and the crew over there at the Fed. And, you know, there's these comments gone for days. Who owns the Federal Reserve? You know, and, you know, thank you for the incredible insight, you know, and the incredible work done over there at the Fed.
Once again.
Yeah. What a bunch of guys and gals and trolls and
thieves
and manipulators and
human farmers.
Yeah. Okay. So back to Prop 57. That's all, folks. And back to Prop 57. The nonviolent crimes. Remember, let's read Jerry Brown's quote. 57 focuses on law enforcement on serious violent crimes. It focuses law enforcement on serious violent crimes. Stop wasting costly prison space on nonviolent people who can be rehabilitated and direct savings to programs with a proven track record of stopping the cycle of crime. I'd like to know what those programs are. But these are nonviolent crimes according to the bill. Rape by intoxication, rape of an unconscious person. Uh-huh. That's not violence, is it? They're unconscious. They can't fight back. Human trafficking involving sex acts with minors, not violent. Drive-by shooting, not violent. We gotta clear out the cells because these people are just misunderstood. Assault with a deadly weapon, not violent. How do you have a deadly weapon if you assault with it and it's not violent? I'm not sure how that works. Maybe the definitions. Maybe this is like 1984, and you know, good is bad.
It is what we say.
Bad is good. It's like the Eddie Murphy movie, you know, the vampire one. He's up there preaching to all the guys. Yeah, if there wasn't good, if the evil needs good, if there wasn't any evil, there'd be no good. So therefore, evil is good.
Yeah.
Really?
It's that insane.
Let's go on. Just, let's see, taking a hostage. Let's see. Human trafficking, driver, assault with a deadly weapon, taking a hostage, domestic violence involving trauma. Yeah. What does trauma mean?
Yeah, qualify violent at this point.
Domestic violence involving trauma is what? What did he say in his quote? Is law on serious violent crime? Stop wasting on nonviolent people. Let's see. So nonviolent people. Domestic violence involving trauma.
Yeah.
What?
By whose definition of trauma?
We've landed in Oz.
Yeah. Huh.
Possession of a bomb or weapons of mass destruction. Let's see. That's not violent, isn't it?
No.
Nobody gets hurt when a bomb goes off, does it?
No.
A hate crime causing physical injury. That's not violent, is it? So if I go beat down a Jew or a Muslim or a Christian and I don't like them and I think they're white and I'm black, that's not a hate crime, right? That's not violent, is it? No. How about we go the other way? How about a white guy beats down a black guy? That's not violent, is it, anymore? Or does it matter what color your skin is in order for it to be violent?
How about a bunch of Syrian refugees marching through the streets attacking white Christians?
That's with no bombs!
Longer, with bombs.
With bombs!
And drive-by shootings.
And that's weapons of mass destruction!
And that's no longer a violent crime.
Gee, I wonder if they'll let the terrorists
off. Do you think maybe the domestic abuse thing is pointed at Muslims that are notorious for beating their women?
Rape of an unconscious person? Rape by intoxication? Arson? Yeah, you know something? Anybody wants to
sounds
put their
like, freak... Sounds like Friday night at the Clintons.
So, it sounds like what's going on in Germany and France right now, kind of, and a few other places around the world, that the Muslims are out of control. But CNN reports all of this stuff, don't they? Yeah. You Google it. Arson causing great bodily injury. That's not violent. Discharging a firearm on a school ground. That's not violent. Well, I guess just discharging it.
Yeah, it all depends in that situation.
Depends on how many you kill, I guess.
Yeah.
Corporal injury to a child. There, feathers right in.
Yeah.
And false imprisonment of an elderly person.
And there's a lot more to it. There's, I saw a assessment from the Lassen County District Attorney. There's actually about a page and a half of things that will no longer be violent crimes.
Yeah, this is off the bill. I mean, I'm looking at Breitbart here, Proposition 57, Jerry Brown's early release of for violent criminals. Let's see. He's saying they're not violent. We need to open up our prison. Is this going to be a problem out on the streets? Do we already have a problem out on the streets?
This is going to be a bomb going off. We're talking about upwards of 47,000 criminals getting dumped at one time.
And I got a better idea, too. On top of all that, let's just bring a bunch of Muslims in from a foreign country like Syria that haven't been vetted. Who are causing riots and everything all over Europe. Let's bring a bunch more of those guys in and throw them in the mix with violent criminals who can't be put in jail because it's not violent anymore.
Yeah.
Are you hearing this?
Yeah, and who have committed these crimes? Let's look at the people that are getting out. Okay, Mexican drug cartel members, street gang members, organized crime members, suspected and known terrorists. Yeah, let's just dump them on the streets, Chair.
If you're out there voting Democrat at this point, you are despicable. If you vote for Hillary, you are despicable. If you vote for Jerry Brown, you are despicable. Because that's what these people are promoting. I don't care about all the other little programs or, Trump, he's going to screw the little guy.
There's not going to be any little guys left when the Democrats are dead.
No, they're working on that pretty well.
Are you questioning my patriotism? Yeah, you're a frickin' traitor.
What's going to happen with the 47,000 inmates when they're... What's going to happen to people?
Well, okay, here's my question, and I would welcome people to call in and give your opinion and answer this question. Are they really this...
Stupid?
Stupid.
Is this too stupid to be stupid?
Or is this a plan?
No, these guys, it's like when you have an explosion in the print room, it creates a dictionary because it's just an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And accidents do happen, they're not caused.
They wouldn't cause any chaos amongst us.
Is this just a system that started to get slightly out of hand and then escalated and escalated, and it's just gotten to the point that it's uncontrollable? Or is this being managed and mitigated by a directed plan with the intention of collapsing California to begin the domino effect?
We can't let a good crisis go to waste, can we?
And my question is if this is directed by a plan, who's Jerry taking orders from?
Jerry, he's a child of the 60s. Come on. A couple of those little purple pills.
He doesn't want to be buried in his oil fields. Come on.
Yeah, daddy's oil fields in Indonesia.
Hey, we're all citizens of the world. Who cares if America implodes? The last shining place, in the world, bastion of freedom. We don't need that crap because we can all become Indonesian and worry about not having any freedom or food or wealth.
Let's go look back at the late 70s, early 80s in his videos where he's talking about being a depopulist.
Is he friends with Bill Gates, too?
Oh, he's a big depopulist.
Yeah.
Let's talk about his connections to the Sasakawa Foundation, to the Indonesian oil fields and Royal Dutch Shell. Let's talk about the fact that he is also an ardent soldier of Christ Jesuit.
Hmm.
And there's another thing that you can throw at me that I'm a tinfoil hat wearing weirdo.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that I was reading an article, haven't vetted it yet because there's so much information coming across from CNN that, you know, they, you know, they're letting all these Muslims in, but, you know, little or no Christians. Isn't that interesting? And, I mean, isn't Obama a Christian?
You want to talk about the connection between the Catholic Church and the Muslims? And everybody goes, oh, no, they hate Christians. No, they hate Protestants, okay? And you want to talk about the Catholic Church and Muslims getting into bed together. How about the fact that the head Ayatollah, Muammar, whatever his name is, over there in Iran, just wrote a letter to the Pope thanking him for his defense of Islam and bringing the two together?
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with the Catholic Church.
Come on.
There's a lot of problems.
A lot of problems with that, let me tell you.
Stop it.
Oh, no.
That'll make your head spin.
I'm to the point I don't care anymore. I don't care what people call me. Tell me I'm nuts. They don't listen. I'm going to tell you what's really going on, and I know that's really going on because I found it out for myself.
Well, and then, you know, I see this little article from the ACLJ, you know, the American Center for Law and Justice, you know, a little petition going around. Hold the corrupt, lawless Obama administration accountable. So we've got a lawless Obama administration that needs to be held accountable. Let's replace him with Hillary. Why do you think Hillary and Obama are protecting each other so much at this point? Why did Obama come out? Even though there's a DOJ investigation going on, we got another one going on. Or not a DOJ. Oh, I'm sorry. They don't investigate anybody because there's nothing to see. It was the FBI, but there's nothing to see with the FBI anymore because even though they have an investigation going on all of this pay to play, they dropped the perjury and all this stuff and all these investigations.
Let me ask you a question. How long do you think Obama makes it out of office?
Well, exactly. So let's see. If Trump gets elected, he's talking about prosecuting everybody because these cases are not going to be the statute's still going to be running, and they can be prosecuted and reopened. And he's saying he's prosecuting all these guys because of the corruption, the lying, the thieving, the treasonous activities. And so if Hillary gets in, do you think she'll pardon Obama?
Oh, yeah. No.
Blanket amnesty for everybody.
Yeah,
so
does, exactly.
So do you think that Obama might have a little stake? You know, he's one of the stakeholders in this election.
Well, okay. If you're one of the people that's pulling the strings behind the scene with Barack Obama and everything that's going on, can you afford to have Barack Obama outside of the Oval Office, outside of the guidelines of executive protection? If you were one of the puppet masters for Barack Obama, would you have a serious concern that this president might fold under questioning?
I think we should elect him to the Supreme Court.
So would you be better off allowing him to go out into the open where he's open to exposure and prosecution and is going to run his mouth? Or if you're trying to collapse the whole system, are you better off kicking off a race war by offing Big O and blaming it on some patsy Alabama squirrel sniper?
And I'm pretty sure he wouldn't fold under questioning because he is such a strong, you know.
Yeah, he'd go down faster than a $2 hoe.
Well, I mean, you do gather a lot of strength out there on the links.
Yeah. He couldn't even get that right. In 8 years of us paying for it, the guy still can't even play golf right. We could have at least gone in 8 years. We taught this guy how to play golf.
Maybe
something.
Maybe he needs a pussy cat.
Mr. Sparkles.
Let's see. Checking accounts. I've got another little thing here. Do you want to gamble on being JPMorgan Chase's next victim? You can go to jpmadoff.com. That's jpmadoff.com. And they have a spin the wheel on gambling, on how many people and victims have happened with J.P. Morgan Chase outfit. Let's see, we've got J.P. Morgan shareholders. They, you know, they had to pay $1 billion and some money on them. And then we've got, I don't know, municipal bond buyers. You know, J.C. Morgan paid the SEC $228 million to settle charges that fraudulently rigged at least 93 municipal bond transactions in 31 states. Let's see, checking accounts, $110 million settlement claims. Let's see, what are we, veterans, oh, they had to settle, let's see, $659 million in claims. Homeowners, oh, those pesky derivative markets, $48 million. You know, let's see, LIBOR victims, $109 million. General public, $996 million. Yeah, that's jpmadoff.com, just in case you're interested in, you know. Oh, and oh, by the way, you know, that who's one of the big funders and donors to Hillary Clinton.
No.
And the Saudis.
But Trump's going to screw the little guy.
Hmm. We got to. No, you're just, you got a problem with people, because all the Clinton Foundation does is spend money for AIDS research and medicine.
They really care about everybody.
I think we're down to 6%. We started out at 10 going towards charity. I think we're down to 6% and going down further. And Bill says that if Hillary's elected, he'll get off the board and we'll stop taking that foreign money, that pesky foreign money that influences decisions at the State Department, so that you can do a pay-for-play. And last time I checked, there was a definition of treason that probably needs to come up.
I will just take payments, he said. No, I don't know. Yeah, I'll just take payments.
Can I get that in installments?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't get the money all at once.
Exactly. It was an all-in-one check. I got several checks.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, let's see. We've got 5 minutes to the top of the hour, then we'll go to a break. Let's see. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. That's the quote of the day. Let's see, current issue. What do we got here? Oblivious Miner Strike, Long Island, blah, blah, blah. Let's see, here's a good one. This really reeks of the current administration. This right in your wheelhouse, says. Long Island, New York. Peter A. Kaizen, a 76-year-old military veteran, killed himself in the parking lot of the Veterans Administration Hospital after he was turned away at seeking emergency room from the emergency room while seeking treatment for mental health problems. That's Newsmax.
Yeah. And so, they're really helping him out and doing something about the veterans out there.
Oh,
yeah.
They're fixing it for everybody, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're making it so much
better.
That's
why 22 are, you know, committing suicide daily.
A day.
But there's no problem. And we really care. We're doing everything we can for them.
We're not
screwing
the little guy. We're just screwing all of our veterans.
Yeah. So what if they, you know, gave everything for this country
and
they need help?
Something is being done,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they...
Ooh.
Sorry about
that's
that.
That's okay.
But it is disgusting. I mean, people that have given everything, put themselves on the line for this country, for you and me, and the hardest fight they're going to face in their life
is when they come back
here.
Is
when they come home and try to get what's owed them or what they need, because they've come back broken or I don't know.
Whatever it is, and they need help, and they got to go through all that crap.
Yeah.
You know, and then you hear, well, we really care about our veterans, and we're going to take care of them. Yeah.
Yep. And we
sure
have
you are.
We have a caller on the line.
Oh, we do. We've got Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hi, folks. I know you're going to come up to a break here pretty soon, so I'll make this quick.
Okay.
You know, this Prop 57, all this stuff about releasing all these prisoners seems to me to stem from groups like the ACLU complaining about these prisoners' rights and all this stuff. You know, I do construction, and I work around a lot of guys that have been in and out of prison a lot. And they tell me, they go, man, it's just way too easy. You know, if there wasn't so many people like that, depending on, you know, going in and out of the prison system because it's easy for them, then there would be a lot less prisoners. You know what I'm getting here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I just wanted to throw that out there, folks. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, one of the ones that... You know, if this was really about bringing the prison population down to a manageable level in the state of California. Let's start with all of the drug people. Okay, let's start with the people that are in there for marijuana possession and marijuana cultivation. Okay, who would you rather have out on the street? Would you rather have that guy out on the street, or would you rather have a bomb-carrying murderous rapist that, you know, assaults people with deadly weapons and beats his wife?
Oh, God, let me think.
That guy's violent.
Yeah.
You know, if we just release even just the marijuana crimes, if we release those, we would be under the mandated levels. We could have done that before all of Prop 109 and all of that. If we had released the marijuana crimes, we would have had enough room in our jails to meet the requirements. So tell me again, is this really about getting there, or is this about destroying California and ripping it out until we beg for federal intervention, until we beg for something that they want to bring in?
And where would our levels be if they actually deported and kept out the illegals?
Racist.
I'm just saying, what would the percentage be in the prisons if we did that?
Let's keep everybody divided and shut up.
We got 1 minute top of the hour.
Yeah, let's see. Treason defined by
it's
the...
It's crazy.
Yeah, treason defined against... Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying a war against them or adhering to their enemies. Giving them aid and comfort, no person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or confession in open court. Aid and comfort.
You know, before we go to a break real quick, there was, I forget who it was, somebody in the government that said that the women here have less rights in America than the ones over in Afghanistan and Iraq and everything.
Yeah, that, what idiot was that?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, who was that?
I don't know. I wanted to say Elizabeth Warren, but that's not right.
No.
I can see her face.
Yeah. That, you know.
It'll come to me.
Yeah, think about it,
I guess we're going to a break.
All right. We're at the top of the hour, and stay tuned. Who knows what we'll be talking about when we return. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Today with first-degree murder and the shooting death of the cousin of NBA star Dwayne Wade as she was walking to register her children for school. Authorities say 26-year-old Darwin Sorrells Jr. and 22-year-old Darren Sorrells were charged in the Friday shooting of Nakia Aldridge. A police spokesman says Darwin Sorrells was on parole for a gun charge. Darren Sorrells is a known gang member. They are alleged to have been shooting at somebody else and accidentally hit Aldridge. A call is growing for a special prosecutor to look into the Clinton Foundation. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus tells the Salem Radio Network the American people have some questions.
People ask the question in interviews, especially in the liberal media, you know, well, don't you think that they do great work? Well, I don't know what great work they do. I mean, the fact is if they've got about 80% overhead and 20% of the money is actually getting into the place that it should, seems like the only work that the Clinton Foundation is doing is lining the pockets of Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Priebus says the GOP will demand an investigation into the foundation after the election. Gaston reformed into a hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean last night, and now it's slowly working its way toward Bermuda. But that's not all forecasters are watching.
A tropical wave that we've been monitoring now for several days is located just north of the coast of central Cuba. It's still producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms that should move across the Florida Keys and Florida Straits today.
Daniel Brown of the National Hurricane Center. Gaston is about 645 miles east-southeast of the Caribbean. General Motors recalling nearly 400,000 vehicles to fix a defective part that could prevent the windshield wipers from working. Do you have one? The problem affects the 2013 models of the Chevrolet Equinox and the GMC Terrain. More on these stories at townhall.com.
George Barna polled business owners and CEOs, asking them what their number one concern was. Here is Terrence Chapman of FCCI to explain.
Yes, the number one concern was the decline of moral values. Business owners told Barner that as our country's morality declines, it affects everything in their business, from employee situations, client relations. It all starts to crumble when a society's morality erodes. I invite you to join me, George Barna, and a host of other well-known Christian business leaders as we converge at the Ritz-Carlton in Sarasota, Florida in September. We will give you a biblically-based strategies to impact your employees and your company's influence for Christ.
To book your place at the FCCI Business Leadership Conference, go to FCCI.org. That's the Fellowship of Companies for Christ International. Go to FCCI.org now and book your seat. Will your company be part of the solution? Come to the FCCI Business Leadership Conference September 18th through the 22nd. You don't want to miss it. Go to FCCI.org now. FCCI.org.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is bringing her cabinet together at her rural retreat this week to plot Britain's first steps on leaving the European Union. Officials at May's Downing Street office say she will oversee a day-long brainstorming session with cabinet colleagues on Wednesday at Chequers, the Prime Minister's 16th-century mansion 40 miles outside of London. May is a Eurosceptic. She remained neutral during June's referendum on leaving the EU and was appointed Prime Minister last month following David Cameron's resignation as Conservative Party leader. Cameron had campaigned to keep Britain in the 28-nation bloc. Police in western Indonesia say a would-be suicide bomber failed to detonate explosives on a packed church this morning. A national police spokesman says the assailant left a bench and ran toward the priest at the altar, but a bomb in his backpack apparently did not detonate and left the attacker injured. He was quickly captured by members of the congregation. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A two-story tall mural recently painted on a Dallas building is drawing criticism for being insensitive.
The mural outside a barbershop in an arts district features a black-and-white portrait of Lee Harvey Oswald, who once lived in the neighborhood. A John F. Kennedy quote appears within the mural saying, "Forgive your enemies, but never forget their names." The owner of the barbershop says the mural isn't an homage and is meant only to reflect the neighborhood's history and not to upset people. The District Merchants Association says it's up to property owners what to paint on their own buildings. Oswald shot President Kennedy in 1963 as the president traveled through Dallas in a motorcade. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 28th, and it's a birthday for some notable people, including Olympic gold medal swimmer Janet Evans. She is 45 years old. Country singer Leanne Rimes turns 34 today. Actress Barbara Bach is 70. And former Defense Secretary William Cohen has 76 candles on his cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We're in the last hour here. I'm going to read this again because this is treason from Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Any person who levies war against the United States or adheres to its enemies by giving them aid and comfort has committed treason within the meaning of the Constitution. The term aid and comfort refers to any act that manifests a betrayal of allegiance to the United States, such as furnishing enemies with arms, troops, transportation, shelter, or classified material. If a subversive act has any tendency to weaken the power of the United States to attack or to resist its enemies, aid and comfort has been given. Now, can you think of anybody that might fall into that category?
No.
Yeah, I got a list.
Where do we begin?
And we shouldn't be mad about it. We should just sit around all day long in our little cubicles and pretend that everything's still okay. And and let's talk about how, you know, the trees are, you know, blooming and whatever. God, I'm so mad. I can't even see straight.
Pet of the week.
Pet of the week. Mm. Let's talk about pet of the week.
It's not.
Let's go to the, you know, the website for the Searchlight or Channel 7.
They tell everything.
I'm sorry. Every time I have to talk about them, I just have something happen.
They have all the top stories for the community.
Yeah. When you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain a permission from men who produce nothing, when you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods but in favors, when you see that men are getting richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them but protect them against you, when you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, then you may know that your society is doomed. Ayn Rand.
We might have a problem.
Atlas Shrugged, 1957.
But we have a giant problem.
Hmm.
See, when this was occurring in Europe and other parts of the world, you could flee to America.
Yeah, where do we get to go?
There ain't nowhere to go.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah.
And we hold it or we don't.
Well, or we can just pretend it's not happening and...
You don't get to pretend for much longer.
I was going to say, got to wake up at some point.
It's going to come knock on your door. It's going to hit you at your dinner table.
Hey, listen, I'm over here. I'm over here humming the girl from Epony. Leave me alone.
It's going to be what used to be your retirement. It's going to be what used to be your savings account.
It's going to be what you used to call life.
Yeah.
And survival. That's what it's going to be.
Oh, we're just, you know... We just thrive on this stuff, mm-hmm. and it's not really true.
I wish and it wasn't true. You know, I really do wish it wasn't true.
Well, I know
this
was
all a dream.
I know that there's a lot of people that are prepared for what they think's coming. I know there's a lot of people that have done a lot to take care of themselves. But I hate to tell everybody that's not going to do any good either, because your whole concept of, oh, well, I'll take care of myself and my family, and I'll just bug out to the mountains and wait until it's over. Running and hiding isn't going to work.
Nope.
Because they're still going to be here when you come down from the mountains and when you're out of food. The only way we get out of this is we start acting like Americans again. We put the nonsense away and we come together and we throw this over. This whole concept of the Patriot movement of government bad. You work for government, you bad. You police, you bad. You this, you bad. It's us against the world. That is the most idiotic, stupid thinking that I have ever heard. There are people in this government that are good, that have done what they did because they want to serve their country, because they're patriots, because they have family, they have children, they have, you know, mothers and fathers that they're worried about. These are the people that we need to be reaching out to and coming together, is our police forces and our government workers. And I think a lot of people that are starting to wake up to what's going on and what they've been doing are appalled.
Well, just think of how much power and strength we'd have if just all the veterans or people got on the same ticket.
I'm
no
so
matter
mad.
What the item is.
I'm so mad at those pot growers. I don't care about nothing else.
Yeah. Well, I hate to tell you, those pot growers are a hell of a lot better prepared to survive what's coming, because they've been fighting a guerrilla war against the government already.
There's more important things out there.
That's what I'm saying.
So. You know? And what's going to happen when they release all these 47,000 criminals into California?
Hmm.
What do you think's going to happen? You think there might be some fighting going on or problems?
I don't know.
And then the government, what, going to call martial law and start rounding us up?
We do have a caller on the line.
We have Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I wanted to mention that Trevor Loudon, who wrote the book Enemies Within, did do the DVD, and he's in final production of the DVD, so... He's thinking about the 10th or the 15th or something. You're going to start hearing about it coming out. And, of course, it's going to mention everybody that's in Congress and in the Senate and in the White House, of course, and who's shaking hands with who, and how this whole Agenda 30, UN, and all that's going to come about. Now, I haven't seen the trailer on the movie. I don't even know if it's out yet. But it's Trevor Loudon is really great at trying to get this across. And I hope he does as well as... Dinesh D'Souza, you know, with his Hillary's America that just happened.
Well, there's, yeah. Well,
that would be good.
Yeah.
I'd just like to see the list of who's not the bad ones up in our government.
Yeah, that's...
There's some. And, you know, especially at our lower levels of government. You know, if the Patriot movement goes out, or people go out with this attitude of, hey, the police are the bad guys. Guess what? They're going to figure out that everybody's against them, and they're going to become the bad guys real bad.
True.
But, they're there not because they're bad people. They're there trying to protect their community. For the most part, they're there to protect their community. They're
trying to do the right thing.
We are talking about some of the best of people in our country and setting themselves up as our enemy. We need to come together as a country all across the board to get out of this thing.
Laura Ingraham actually interviews a lot of these people, strong individuals that are trying to do good from the inside. And I try to capture their names and try to follow along with them to get the information. But thank you. I'll get off the air. Thank you very much for your show.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Mary. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we've got to change our mindset, and we need to do it rapidly.
Well, here's one. Dear Congress, have you received money from these pharmaceutical companies?
And how many response came back on that one?
Is this a trick question?
Yeah,
let's see. This is from Zero Hedge. They've been following the latest melodrama involving Greedy Milan and numerous humanistic U.S. politicians. You know what politician stands for, right? The many, blood-sucking, you know, poly, the many, and ticks, blood-sucking insects, all the way to the Democratic presidential candidate exchanges blow.
No, the Clintons are behind them big firms. No, them in the bushes.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't have a hand in that.
Yeah, if Congress wants to crack down on someone, it should crack down on itself. Okay, so basically, if you received money from the pharmaceutical industry, or your congressman receives money from the pharmaceutical industry, it's a great investment for the pharmaceuticals. Because, you know, looking at the rate of return on their money, you know, from the lobbyists and the pharmaceutical industries, I believe that the rate of return right now is 369 lobby clients.
Well, let's see, Big Pharm, let's see, they subsidize the college research into medicine, almost all the colleges across the nation.
Well, let's do a little survey here, okay? Blue chip stock, the average rate of return or return on investment right now is 11%.
Okay.
The oil subsidies, return on investment, 5,900%. Tax breaks. Okay, this is multinational lobbies. These are all lobbies, lobbyers. Return on investment, 22,000%. Drug pharma's Big Pharma.
Can you say the number?
$77,500 or 500% return on their investment of money paid to Congress so that they would lobby in their interest on the money. See, virtually all representatives and senators suddenly appear so eager to accuse Milan and its CEO of greed. Then if we look forward to each and every member of Congress explaining to the American public and the constituency precisely where all of their lobby dollars came from, what laws they enacted as a result, and most importantly, what they spent the money on.
Yeah.
We might have a different perspective.
Yeah. Good old Big Farm.
Big Pharma.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have, they wouldn't have anything to do with vaccinations. And stuff.
Well, that's part of what I was trying to get at a little bit ago, is when the collapse comes, and we know it's coming.
Right.
I'm tired of hearing what if, and it's coming, it's close.
Pretty much here, almost.
It's ridiculously close. What are these big corporations and all of these people that have engineered this collapse, that have created this collapse, do? Because they haven't engineered this in a manner where everything just goes to hell in a handbasket, their profits go nowhere. There's no graft in that. There's no take in that. There's no reason behind causing global chaos unless you already have a plan in place to replace it with something else that gives you more control and increases your profit margin.
Well, speaking of that, Clinton Foundation donors include dozens of media organizations and individuals. Now,
weird. Why would a media organization that is supposed to be unbiased and reporting to the American people things be contributing any money to a candidate?
They're supposed to be fair and balanced, right?
Let's see.
Get the truth. We're all about the truth.
Weird. That's strange.
Yeah. This is from Political. NBC Universal, News Corporation, Turner Broadcasting, Thomson Reuters. Now, why does that name sound familiar, Reuters? Is there some local outfit here that is owned by Reuters? Record Searchlight. Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Weird.
No, they wouldn't. There's no connection between the two.
Yeah, and they just get on Carl's show in the morning and giggle like schoolgirls while they don't...
Oh, CalPERS. The collapse of California. People starving in the streets. Hooray!
I work for Reuters. It's cool.
There's no problem.
Yeah. All those crazy people.
Mr. Sparkles is getting together with Mr. Wiggles.
I don't even want to talk about Mr. Wiggles.
Let's see. Reuters are among the dozen media organizations that have made charitable contributions to the Clinton Foundation in recent years. The Foundation records show... Wow, there's actually records that show this. We're not just conspiratorial, you know, nuts that don't report anything except tinfoil hat sizes and, you know...
Well, let me ask another question. Is if the government is using as its method of control welfare checks, food stamps, things like that to keep the people compliant to its will, what makes anybody think that when the crash hits that they're going to cut off food stamps and welfare checks? Because all they have to do to fund those is sit down at the computer and type in a few more zeros, and there you go, it's funded. They're going to expand those programs, and they're going to force more people to be compliant onto the government, because as the collapse comes, the only way you're going to be able to feed your family is comply with the government and go and get your government credit card and your government payroll.
Just like Venezuela.
That's how they're going to increase, you know, all of these people in their own self-righteousness that go, oh, yeah, I've got food and I'm going to eat. Well, all of these parasites starve. They're going to be the only ones eating, pal, because they're going to keep feeding them, because why would they turn the one thing they got going for them against themselves? They're not stupid.
Until there's nothing to eat. Then we
they have total control over it. Yeah, and you have to beg for your card and your food.
Let's see. Yeah. So
until you've got guys with guns out in the fields going, you will plant this and you'll plant it now.
Exactly.
Let's see. So donations, which range from low thousands to millions, provide a picture of media industry ties to the Clinton Foundation at a time when one of the most notable personalities, George Stephanopoulos, yeah, you know, that guy on Good Morning America who's such a great guy and always reports the facts.
Wasn't he somebody's chief of staff for a while?
Something like that.
Yeah, somebody.
He's under scrutiny.
Something.
Because I guess he forgot that to disclose his own $75,000 contribution to the foundation. And this list also includes media groups like Comcast, Time Warner, Viacom, and a few notable individuals like Carlos Slim, the Mexican telecom magnate and largest shareholder of the New York Times Company, and James Murdoch, the chief operating officer of 21st Century Fox. Mm-hmm. Both Slim and Murdoch have given between $1 million to $5 million, respectively.
98% of the media outlets in this country are owned by four people. Rupert Murdoch, who's basically Darth Vader, okay? And then you've got Ted Turner, who's married to Hanoi Jane, which is, you know, no coincidence. It's ridiculous.
The force is strong in this one.
Join me, Luke.
Luke, use the... No. He's not my father. Luke, I am your... okay, so let's see. We got Carlos Slim, James Murdoch, News Media, Newsmax Media, Thomson Reuters, Google, News Corporation, Foundation, Philanthropic, arm of former Fox News parent company. We've got, let's see, Houghton Milfen Harcourt. That sounds
well,
like...
Well, what is there? Only like six companies that are in control of all the media and stuff anyway, right?
That's right. But yes, these are all donors.
Owned by four individuals.
But this even widens the group. We've got Abigail Disney, Bloomberg Philanthropics, Howard Stringer, former U.S. CBS News and Sony executive, Intermountain West Communications Companies, a local television affiliate owner, formerly Sunbelt Communications, Bloomberg LP, Discovery Communications, George Stephanopoulos, Mort Zuckerman. Why does that name sound familiar? Time Warner, AOL, HBO, Hollywood Foreign Press Association, Viacom, Knight Foundation, Public Radio International, Turner Broadcasting, Twitter, Comcast, NBC Universal, Robert Albritton, owner of Political, Politico, Huffington Post Media Group, AOL, Hearst Corporation, Judy Woodruff, Washington Post Company. Interesting. What does it really matter? I mean, you know, they're calling for a special prosecutor, and the American people are getting upset. Let them eat cake. Come on.
Let them eat food stamps. Because that's what the replacement's going to be, is digital currency. Because they can completely manipulate and control it then.
No.
And how long has that been going on for?
You know, what's interesting is you got Bitcoin and a few others and these encrypted digital currencies. And it's just interesting that all of a sudden, you know, there's several big banks that are starting to come out with, they want to do their own encrypted digital currency. And, of course, it'll be stable and nobody will be able to manipulate it.
It won't be subject to high algorithm trading.
They won't like, lend money to foreign governments or, you know, current governments with an interest rate on the digital cryptocurrency. Will they? Will they?
Oh, you need some money? Let me sit down here in my laptop. Oh, there you got some money.
There you go. Let's go to a break, and when we come back, we can figure out what we're going to break in the studio.
Okay, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonti's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River Thursday, September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier your dealer.
Rock out to Deep Purple there, Sweet Child in Time. We'll just forget about it and shut the mics down and go for it. And you know, we'll just do a playlist till the end of the hour. And, hey, we'll just be listening and rocking.
Yeah.
What do you think? Wow.
Got to have some enjoyment once in a while.
Yeah. Hey, we got another half hour. Sovereign Mind Radio, where we rock 'em and sock 'em and, you know, where we actually tell the truth. And good grief. I mean, gee, what a novel concept that you might actually try to tell the truth in a news program that actually, you know, informs the public about what's really happening. What a novel concept.
I know. Mm-hmm. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Are you there, Lori?
Lori.
Yeah, really good. Hey, good morning.
Hey, there you are.
All right. Yay. The real media is happening right now with your program. Thank you. Once again, just like Billy Bob, we're just your biggest fans ever. Really sincerely, the media cannot be let go. I still never understood why a radio program needs to interview on a regular basis, whether it's monthly or whatever, a newspaper. Why would they be a guest? I never understood that, but it still happens, of course. And I wanted to give you and your listeners an update with the Record Searchlight, because when somebody does a hit piece on an individual, you would think they would allow feedback, a comment, a reply, but no. So Dane Wigington is going to be addressing this tomorrow on his website, all of the relevant and pertinent information that he has been enduring with the Record Searchlight, in particular, I understand, as being Carol Ferguson. He, in fact, had to access his legal team to be given some hope or possible reassurance that he could respond to outright lies about the issues that he was discussing, and in particular, of course, geoengineering. And, of course, we're going through it again with the vaccine cover-up.
There's no such thing as media blackouts. Come on.
Or cover-ups.
Or cover-ups.
No. They were, all the stuff we covered today has already been all reported. Come on.
Yeah. Why you needed to spend how much time on these mysterious deaths and dropouts and fallout?
Suicide. Come on, Lori. Get it right. They committed suicide.
And it was just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. I guess. You know, maybe I'm just missing how depressed people are.
Suicide by gym bag. Come on.
Who does that?
Anyways, excellent. I'll let you get back to your other callers. I just want to let people know, stay tuned to geoengineeringwatch.org. And you will get to see every single piece that has been going back and forth behind the scenes, but no more. And I know I'm probably speaking for Dane a little too much, but, you know, people are sometimes promised to never say a word, never utter anything more about this document or this meeting or this data. He is just, you know, lots of people have great valor and fortitude when they keep a promise, but then there's an actual limit. When this planet is in the biggest trouble ever, you just have to go, you know what? Gentlemen's agreement is over.
Well, I'm to the point, to hell with the Record Searchlight. Boycott them. Choke them off.
Yeah, I think that's
right. Strangle the life out of them.
Maybe have a protest in front of their building out there.
This is in our private emails back and forth about revisiting our Channel 7 and Record Searchlight like we did a couple of Novembers ago. And also we'd probably want to include some of the vaccine places that are just actively poking the hell out of our youth and adults. Last night I was at the Safeway over here by Lulu's, and you can walk into the floral department and see a whole stand full of little water bottles that have Get Your Flu Shot stickers on them. So you can, it's like the banks, Wells Fargo used to hand out water bottles, like, oh, thanks for ripping me off. Here's a bottle of crappy water.
Wells Fargo's the CIA.
And I'm glad you brought
up their water.
I'm glad you brought up the vaccines for adults, because people don't realize that this involves adults as children, not that it's, you know, makes it any worse, but people don't realize when they go to the hospital, you know, that they will be vaccinated. If you have to go to the hospital under emergency care or under any care and you have to go to surgery, you have to sign that consent form. Well, when you sign that consent form, you just allowed them to vaccinate you whether you like it or not.
And that's right, Linda, because they call it biological. So
exactly.
Maybe you need an extra blood transfusion, or they keep it intentionally very vague. And, of course, people are stressed out if they're even coherent to sign their own admit and release and waivers and consents. That's a whole other issue right there. But the people in Florida right now, they're being forced gassed with this Zika virus contrived hoax. So that's they don't even get to consent to that. They're just being gas sprayed. And you know it's going to keep going up the coastline, and then it's going to be in, mysteriously, now it's in this place.
Well, yeah,
now,
and they forget to tell people, the women that are contracting the virus and everything, that they're actually giving them vaccines prior, and that's what is happening.
Well, didn't Obama just ask for, oh, we hope we'll have a vaccine soon. Oh, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those pregnant women were vaccinated prior to getting the virus. Imagine that.
I know, well, you guys are so awesome, and Red, your comment about running to the hills is spot on, because, yes, that might temporarily give you, like, a little reprieve from your PTSD once this does hit the fan. Point being, you're eventually going to run out of food because there's not enough resources on this planet. We don't have enough anyway, thanks to geoengineering and all the other crap. So, yes, we do need to plan for everybody. great that some people can think ahead, maybe plan to help out an elderly neighbor in their neighborhood or whatever it might be. But bottom line is, we're going to be, because they have plans for us well beyond. If we have NASA out in the middle of everywhere, this is nothing for them to figure out what to do with us.
I'm just going to go get a booster shot.
Well, that's I spent.
Oh, you have fun with that. You let me know how you feel afterwards.
I spent the last week watching NASA at work off of San Diego, training their new artificially intelligent Predator B.
All right.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah, nothing going cool. on.
Nothing going on
nothing
at all.
Going
all right.
On.
Move.
All right. All right. Thanks for
all
calling
right.
in.
You guys are awesome. Bye.
Right.
Bye.
That's absolutely true. Is we're not going to be able to scatter and go hide and wait it out. There is hope for us, but that hope is we all come together and we go face them down right in the lion's den, and we come together as a people and we march on these sons of bitches and we tell them no more.
Well, what do you think is going to happen if everybody tries to scatter? That's my thought.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to get anywhere.
So
if everybody decides to pack up and scatter somewhere, you got thousands
we're busy.
Of people, and how are you going to get there?
Yeah. The cities are going to empty to the mountains, and we're going to do what?
Yeah.
We're going to be busy fighting each other for streams.
No,
and,
we're going to learn how to play the banjo and guitar.
No, we have got to come together. We've got to get this whole bug out mentality out of our mind. Instead of bug out, we need to figure out how to dig in.
I'm with you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we need to be like an Alabama tick on these people.
I get it. We need to start. I totally agree with you. I think maybe we start out with the Record Searchlight. Put a protest together and go down there and stand
shut
out in front
down.
Of their building and shut them down because they won't
shut
report the freaking truth. Okay.
Stop complying. Stop supporting them. Shut them down.
I quit supporting them a long time ago.
Yeah, I won't.
I'm not talking about just the Record Searchlight.
I totally
about
hear what you say.
Across
but,
the
yeah,
board.
I totally agree.
That would be a good start to maybe uniting the community. Anyway, men occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of them pick themselves up and hurry on as if nothing has happened. Winston Churchill. That comes from Sally. Okay, we need to... talk about a couple of things. I want to play this little quick video. It's about a minute, 22 seconds. It's from, it's about the world's biggest pension fund just hit a $52 billion loss. And let's turn this on here real quick. And
the government pension investment fund, PEP, has posted a loss of $52 billion for April to June, following the tumbling Tokyo stock market and the yen surge. The value of the fund's assets dropped $1.3 trillion last quarter, wiping out all the gains PIF made since October 2014, when it revised its investment strategy and put more money into stocks and foreign bonds. The decline is another disappointment for the fund after a reported annual loss of 3.8% for the year ended in March, the worst performance since the financial crisis in 2008. Concerns over the U.S. economic outlook as well as U.K.'s vote to quit the European Union significantly hurt global equity markets, boosting demand for Japanese currency, which is seen as a haven for investors in a time of economic uncertainty.
Yeah, that's a haven.
As a result, the yen surged against other currencies, reducing the value of overseas assets by 7.8%. The results of the U.K.'s referendum turned out to be different from what the market expected. And U.S. unemployment data in May was much worse than forecast, said Norihiro Takahashi, the president of PIF, in a statement.
I wish I could call losing $1.3 trillion a disappointment.
You know, it's funny how that... Did you get all the
twists? I would like to try.
Did you get all the twists and turns in that little story? Yeah, we're going to run to Japan into their yen for a safe haven. Really? While they're printing money, like, you know, they're pulling it out of their...
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And, oh, and, gee, the unemployment in the United States was just not quite as good as it should have been.
And let's not mention that Japanese stability as a whole as a nation is in question right now because the South China Sea is about to erupt in open warfare.
But, you know, the world's biggest pension fund... going under and starting to collapse just isn't a story, is it?
No.
Oh, you know.
No, didn't Kanye have something to say or Kim Kardashian do something? Or
I think Kim Kardashian said something, and the media hung on every word. I don't know what it says. It was something like, you know, oh,
Yeah.
My butt's too big.
Schmucks. Schmucks.
Yeah. So then that leads us into our next story here, which is we've been talking about Puerto Rico. How do you say that with the Puerto? I can't say with the rolling R.
Puerto Rico. That's Spanish for we're broke.
And Rico means that we're criminals.
And so we need you to give us some QE money or...
Yeah, Rico does actually mean ongoing criminal enterprise, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the Rico statute, you know.
The Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico statute. So their collapse forestalled, you know, their Puerto Rico's collapse foreshadows a total U.S. collapse. This comes from Investment Research Dynamics. This is dated the 26th for Congress. Congress, for some reason, has agreed to use, I know, for some reason has agreed to use U.S. taxpayer money to bail out Puerto Rico. That's mighty generous of Congress to use citizens' money for that, especially when most of the congressmen have their money tax sheltered in the Rothschilds Trust Company in Reno.
What?
I know!
Rothschilds really exist?
You can look that
they
up.
Have
Rothschilds
banks?
Trust Company in Reno.
What?
But it begs the question, why is Puerto Rico even a part of the United States? In an article in the Wall Street Journal that reported, Puerto Rico's pension fund is underfunded by $43 billion. No. See, do you get a theme here? You know, I mean, which part is going to collapse the economy? Oh, but the stock market is gaining new highs every day.
Who is the two biggest investors in Puerto Rican sovereign debt and their pension funds? I know.
Ding, dong. Ding, dong, ding.
Could it be Goldman Sachs and Oppenheimer funds?
Ding, 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 ding.
Massive contributors to the Clinton campaign.
Ding, 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 ding.
No.
Weird.
That's so strange.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is. It's interesting.
So, according to this Wall Street Journal report, Puerto Rico's pension fund is underdeveloped by $43 million. And isn't that weird?
Underdeveloped.
What does that mean?
I just
underfunded. I'm sorry.
Underdeveloped. What does undeveloped mean?
That works even better. Underdeveloped.
Yeah.
Or pension fund.
It's not a pension
fund. That's because you haven't given enough of your money. Well, just give more.
It's like any government thing. Anything they say they do is exactly the opposite. Social insecurity, you know, the internal, you know, revenue service company. They're collecting taxes for our benefit.
Internal fraud.
Yeah. You know, you got the Patriot Act. It's the Unpatriotic Act. And you've also got, you know, Puerto Rico's pension fund, which should be.
Lack of pension.
Which would be the pension ripoff, you know.
Bankruptcy.
It's mildly underdeveloped.
It's mildly underdeveloped, and it's on a blended glide path into the side of a cliff.
Due to financial malnourishment.
Yeah. So, Puerto Rico is an unincorporated...
Give us more nourishment. Feed us again.
It's an unincorporated territory of the United States, which means it probably harbors a lot of U.S. money hiding from the IRS.
Wait, it's an unincorporated territory of the United States that has been run into the ground by the corporations.
That explains why Congress is using other people's money to bail out their own money, plus the money of those who funded congressional seats. Interesting. Puerto Rico...
Oh, that wouldn't happen.
No.
For all intents and purposes, has financially collapsed. Your tax dollars are keeping it solvent and paying out pension beneficiaries. But the state of Illinois would love to have the size of Puerto Rico's problems. The state pension fund in Illinois is underfunded by $111 million. Does anybody get the theme here? You know, if we do some math with California, Texas, New Jersey, New York, Florida, Puerto Rico, are underfunded by over $1 trillion.
Wait, what's that one gal in that movie say? Boom. Big bada boom.
Bada boom, bada bang. Bada bing.
Big bada boom.
Hey, forget about it. But you don't want to buy any gold or silver, do you? Because you can stay in that pension fund that's becoming worthless or in the bank with those dollars that they keep pulling out of their backsides.
But you can't eat gold and silver.
Yeah, it has no value.
It's never got any value.
That's right. It never has had any value for the last 5,000 years.
Ever.
That's why if we dig up coins from 1776 and put them in our coffers, we're actually rich because the value has increased exponentially. But if we dug up old Continentals, you know, the notes that they were printing,
still as worthless as when they printed them.
Even more so.
Yeah.
Just don't tell anybody that you dug them up and where they're buried. I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
Our founding fathers said the gold and silver to be the only coin of the realm.
I read that someplace.
It was completely worthless.
I read that someplace. I think
that only applied then.
Constitution somewhere.
That doesn't apply now. Don't you remember?
To hell with
that. That's outdated.
To hell with your gold and silver. That's stupidity. I want my digital currency so they can track everything that I make and everything that I spend.
And I can keep it in those banks that are very solvent because they never would...
And they can let me have what what they think I should have.
Yeah.
How about to hell with just... I don't even want a paycheck. I just want to go to work where the government tells me to work and do what I'm told to do, and then they'll give me food and stuff.
Or he says George Stephanopoulos is stepping on all of us.
Yeah.
Boy.
Him with many others.
Yeah, what's that old Indian saying? Beware Mr. Magoo.
That's an old Indian saying.
I was going to say, The Indians knew Mr. Magoo?
Yeah, and they knew he wasn't to be trusted.
Roadhog.
crap. Even Mr. Magoo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's never been able to be trusted.
Yeah, that blind. I liked him better as Thurston Howell the Third, you know? Oh, love it. So, with that said, what else have we got here? We got, let's see, Turkey invading Syria under the banner of defeating ISIS.
Oh, one of the four spots that World War III may kick off.
Maybe.
We got the South China Sea. We got the Ukraine that's getting ready to go to war. We got Syria that basically is in war. The Saudis are being invaded. And then we've got the fact that our southern neighbor is pretty much in a full-blown civil war between the drug cartels and what's left of the Mexican government for control of Mexico. Hearing a lot of that, too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
In the last 2 weeks, the death toll was approaching 2,000 people. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. They're kidnapping U.S. citizens out of Texas. Heard about that, too. They're infiltrating thousands of illegal immigrants in immigration buses into our country. Heard about that, too. The fact that the Los Zetas cartel is manufacturing and producing mock U.S. and Mexican military vehicles and driving back and forth across the border. Heard that, too.
Yeah.
What about U.S. Southern Command's report that they believe as many as 30,000 Sunni extremists have crossed the border since January? Hmm. Heard about that one, too, didn't you?
I think we ought to go out on the veranda and have a glass of wine, Levy.
Nice Chianti. Nice barbecue.
No.
I guess this stuff just isn't important to be news, and you know, I mean, I'm sure it's all over. But
that news wasn't with my paycheck.
Well, maybe
today,
everybody
so I couldn't
turned
talk
it off.
About it.
Maybe everybody turned it off. You know, I finally turned mine off. I've had enough. I don't want to look at it anymore. I would rather not watch the news anymore because I'm tired of the spins and the channeling and the narrative, and you know, you got to sift through all this crap. If I got to sift through crap, I might as well sift through the crap on the internet because it doesn't cost me anything really. Pay $100 a month to sift through a bunch of crap I could go get a subscription to the local newspaper.
You can. You have fun with that.
The Record Fleshlight.
And with that, we do have Billy Bob on the line. Hey, Billy Bob.
I hate to break in on you guys again, but before the end of the show, I just wanted to salute you, all three of you. You are the most fantastic people, the patriots of this local area. And I just wanted to say that because I'll tell you what, I have thoroughly enjoyed the show today, and you guys are spot on. We're going to get you a late-night program, I know that, and we'll syndicate you. And you guys could be famous as patriots. How about that? I mean, with all this other horse shit going on, I'll tell you what, you guys are fantastic, and I love you. Thank you for letting me butt in again. All right, bye.
Well thank you.
A lot, Billy. I guess we need to hang together,
that.
Right?
I'll be honest, though. I would trade all that fame for peace on earth and goodwill towards men.
I just want my country back.
I really would.
I don't want fame, and I want our veterans taken care of. It just makes me sick. Just makes me literally sick.
You know, just peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Yeah. Can't we figure that out? Yeah. Is it that hard? Or do we actually have to execute the assholes first?
I think we have to. I think we have to take care of the bad people. Yeah, I think so.
You know, it's funny how we're getting.
Is that going to be work?
Well, yeah, just a little bit.
We can't just sit back and it's going to magically take care of itself.
No, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
And
everything
we are,
is at a cost.
And we are
everything
actually
cost.
Facing an ancient, entrenched global cabal bent on our destruction and probably should be seeking allies instead of enemies.
You know, if you keep talking, I'm going to be in the corner like Maggie Simpson.
Yeah, we should be seeking out some of our allies instead of...
Making more enemies.
Making more enemies.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and pretending it's not happening. That's the other part. Pretending it's not happening with those allies, going on.
Stick your head in the sand.
Now, I got a Reuters poll here that shows that Trump's in a massive lead over Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God. You can't say that.
I know. This is Reuters. Hey, they report everything honestly, don't they? Maybe they got one right. I don't know. I predict Trump's going to win by a landslide because they're covering up everything. They're lying about everything. You know, I mean, and Hillary, oh, gosh, she wouldn't lie about anything, right? And she's just such a great candidate because Trump is going to screw the little guy.
Does it really matter, though?
I don't know.
Because in all honesty, what do you think happens if Donald Trump gets elected? This country detonates. What happens if Hillary Clinton gets elected? This country detonates.
Just saying.
These elections, regardless of who is elected, is nothing but a slow fuse burning. Yeah.
Well, I guess we could just all turn into thumb suckers.
Yeah, and let's make sure that we alienate everybody that we can beforehand. Instead of seeking out allies and acting in good conscience and community spirit to try to bring everybody together so we can try to hold it together and come through this thing as unified Americans.
Which we know can be done.
Yeah.
It can be done.
And it needs to be done.
Mm. Or we can pretend that everything's right as rain. No. I just want to go home and stare off into space and drink wine.
And if it comes down to a fight, instead of bugging off out into the hills and waiting for them to come find you, how about we fight them house to house, street to street, and make them pay for every inch?
I know. Let's make sure we vote Republican.
What's that going to fix?
Well, we'll have Republicans and they'll, you know.
Yeah, and? What'd that fix in 2014?
Well, I feel better about myself.
No. it doesn't
That's
fix
not
anything.
What it's about. Get back to your corner.
Vote for your local corrupt congressman because he's going to take care of you.
Yeah, we elected a Republican Congress. There was this huge hurrah and a pregnant pause and then nothing but a wet thud at the end.
Yeah, it was all going to get better, right? When
we
did the Republican Party?
We just need to elect more of them.
That's it. I missed that memo.
Maybe if they started talking about supporting the Constitution. Maybe if they started
maybe
talking about getting rid of the bank.
Supporting the Constitution.
Maybe if they quit taking bribes. And maybe if they started actually showing up and telling the truth about what's going on.
To hell with them. We know what they are. You can't blame a pig for being a pig. But you can blame the farmer for keeping the pig around instead of eating him.
Well... Okay, so maybe it's up to us.
It is up to us. That's the whole entire point of everything that we do and everything that we say. It's up to us.
That's the answer. If you don't like the answer, then go back and...
It has to be us, or it will never work.
Yeah, we'll just keep sucking our thumbs.
I'm tired of being sick all the time and the fact I can't hold down a job, and I'm just going to go in the corner and slam some more heroin in my eye.
I was thinking about...
It's somebody else's fault.
I was thinking about supporting a pet rock for Congress.
Does it have an R after its name?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a good, strong Republican name like Rock.
Yeah, look at that.
It'll be okay now. It'll all be okay. You got your pet rock with the R on it. It's all good.
He's going to give out free cell phones. Just saying.
Ooh, maybe I'll support the rock with a D after its name then. I like cell phones.
We might even name him Rocky, and he's quite a feller.
Oh. It, maybe it's Rockafina, the transgender rock.
Be Rockefeller.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It makes my head want to explode.
That's interesting.
Free yourself from the indoctrination. Get rid of the brainwashing, please.
Yeah, I'd be preparing a little bit out there, guys, seriously. Yeah. You know, we got on the 30th, evidently, according to Jim Rickards, there's going to be a big event that's going to pull us out of the world monetary system as far as having the dollar, King Dollar, in charge of everything, the global currency, world reserve currency status. Looks like that's on the chopping block, and that's going to happen on the 30th. So I think things are escalating to a point, and we've got till November. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, dates and times and places and when's this happening, but I think if you realistically look around you right now, it's happening right now. Look around the world and unplug from CNN and Fox.
Look in your own community. Look at what's happening around us.
Does it look like we've recovered? Does it look like we're recovering? Does it look like the jobs are getting better? Does it look like we're better off than we were 8 years ago? Does it look like
there's less people on the street, less homeless people?
Why hasn't our Congress cut the funds
off?
There's
less crime.
You got more food on your shelves?
Well, is the food cheaper?
Yeah, it's food cheaper.
Well, it is. It is, you know, because the bags are bigger.
Yeah, right. Okay. The items are getting smaller and smaller. Pretty soon, you won't have to worry about it because you won't be able to see it.
I think we'll go into business selling fresh air.
Yeah.
We'll call it, we'll have different bags of air.
You can now pay 30% more for twice the bag and half the chips.
I want that tropical blend.
Yeah.
The tropical blend air?
Yeah.
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 Don't we have that going on in Shasta County?
I guess
the air, we got 1 minute to go. Credits and all that.
Well, we got 1 minute to go here, and we're going to go out here. So I guess I'll have to say what I usually say. And the music can start, I guess, and we'll fade in. But you've heard the solutions. You know what they are. Maybe you don't like them. Remember, all of our health insurance. Remember when it got cheaper and we were all given free unicorns? Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to George Washington. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty above security, and truth over lies.
And this has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Chicago's police superintendent says the two brothers charged in the shooting death of a woman pushing a stroller are an example of the city's problem with repeat offenders. Eddie Johnson says both had criminal records and were on parole. 26-year-old Darwin Sorrells Jr. and 22-year-old Duran Sorrells were charged today with first-degree murder in Friday's shooting of Nikea Aldridge, the cousin of NBA star Dwayne Wade. Italians are slowly coming to terms with the disastrous earthquake that hit the region on Wednesday.
Italians continue to bury the dead from the massive earthquake that hit the central region on Wednesday. There are open-air masses in areas where churches are destroyed.
That is correspondent Vanessa Jera reporting. On the presidential campaign trail, Donald Trump continues reaching out to minorities.
Every time an African-American citizen or a Hispanic citizen or any citizen loses...